Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
Terry Snyder, he is Australia's queen of yodeling.
What's the hardest yodel to do?
Intricate
yodels,
I think.
You ever yodel the cacti?
Pardon?
I'll tell you, we've had a lot of women yodel our cacti.
Right. But that is fantastic.
He's the best.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
Everybody, you got the Don and Mike Show.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, come on out and enjoy their world-famous love act. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie Angelo, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode, and it's Wednesday, July 26th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh! Right, translated 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hits. And the countdown has begun for our Las Vegas style show. Our thank you for listening show tonight. We will be in the District of Columbia, which is the District of Columbia. We will be at Club Element right across the street from MCI Center.
I love doing those shows downtown.
And listen to the lineup tonight. Okay, we've got the Nude Feud.
The Nude Feud!
That is for cash money, $100. Also, the return of major epic star Dennis Murphy.
All right.
Big Joe DiCaprio. Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yay.
$250 cash prize for the underwear fashion show.
That's the high point of any Las Vegas style show.
And the bath day tribute to the birthday boy who loves the bathtub, Charles Stossel.
Fantastic. I know he's looking forward to it.
All of that tonight at Club Element. Oh, and we'll have a very special Charlie Stossel birthday surprise when he comes by the show later today also.
That is terrific. I'm looking forward to that.
So lots of great stuff happening. Free show, of course. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for admitting to the ratings company you listen. Thank you for making us number one rated again here in D.C. tonight with a big Las Vegas-style show. We will be at Club Element.
We should hit the stage about 8:30 tonight.
That's right. It's our Don Ho tribute tonight at Club Element.
You know what? First off, I'm not wearing this shirt that they gave me.
Okay. You know, you asked for a sweatshirt, which was like a generic, and they gave you a station tee.
I came into work today. I hardly ever wear a Hawaiian shirt, but I bought a couple in New York. Mm-hmm. We were up in New York last week.
You got into them. I mean, they're in style now. A lot of people are wearing them, and you got into them.
I bought a couple down in South Florida over the weekend, and I wore one to work today.
Yes, you did.
And I came in, and the first person I saw was Rob, and Rob has a Hawaiian shirt on, and Mike came in, and Mike has a Hawaiian shirt on, and I mean, Jesus Christ, we look like Scott Shannon and Cleveland Wheeler all rolled up into one, like some bad morning zoo nightmare.
You know, I love them, and they're back in style, and they're making better ones, and different ones, and more unique ones now, and you know, I'm seeing them all over the place. It's incredible.
You know, I should have called you to find out what you were wearing at the appearance tonight.
And one of the reasons I wore this is because you always dress better than I do for Las Vegas. We used to dress very similarly. We would always kind of dress up, and then I stopped dressing
up.
As
you dressed down, I started dressing up even more.
You dress up more. Like, if I'd be wearing, like, so I figured that based on the last time, you'd be wearing one of your suits.
Yeah,
you have lots more nice suits than I have.
So I figured today I would cash it, and then I came in, and as it turns out, you know, Rob and Mike and I look like, you know, the three Pep boys, for goodness sake. So I put out the word. I said to Charles Broyhill, our producer, I said, hey, listen, rifle through the prize closet and just find me a sweatshirt. I don't care what it says, just get me a sweatshirt.
Right.
So this is what they bring in. They bring in a T-shirt,
right?
White. A white T-shirt with a gigantic WJFK logo on it.
You couldn't possibly look.
I mean,
that is probably, I would venture to say, for both of us, that is the one item of clothing
you never wear.
Right. That would never be worn at a public appearance.
It's like advertising. You know, I mean, please, I would look like a horse's ass if the three of us showed up in matching Hawaiian shirts tonight, but even more like a horse's ass if I showed up in this. Hey, Lisa? Come here. Hey, come here.
You see, hey, Lisa, go before you come in here, go get what you're wearing tonight. Show Don what you're wearing to the appearance.
Yes, please.
It's on a hanger. I thought you'd like to see it.
She has a special outfit?
Yes, she does.
Very nice.
Oh, does she really?
Just a top.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's just a top?
It's just a top.
Just a top?
Look at how small this thing is. There
Jesus
you go.
Christ, I could get my leg into that. You're wearing that tonight at the show, darling?
Yeah, but I will have on pants, too.
Wear pants? You couldn't just pull that down to your crotch area?
Maybe safety pin it?
Yeah, so it's just like, go that far. It might not.
Okay, well, here you go. Here's a job for you.
Sure.
One of the many jobs that I know you love working here at the station, whether it's Mike ordering to go get you some of his food.
Yeah, some of his food, like, and then take the buns off.
Or if, you know, if somebody doesn't get their beverages, you have to run down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Galleon's and buy me a sweatshirt.
You got it.
Buy me a Nike.
Nike.
How much do you give you?
Preference?
I don't care. Gray. I like gray.
Gray. Like just a...
What'd you give him, a 20?
Yeah.
You give her 20?
Yeah.
But don't sweatshirts, good sweatshirts, cost more than that now?
I thought they did.
Do they really? You're not going to be able to
get
a decent
me?
Piece of clothing for that. You got to give her another 20.
Yeah, at least another 10 to cover that.
Really? You're asking me. Okay, here you go. There, 20 more.
20 more. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa?
Okay.
While you're going to Galleon's, the sporting goods store?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, what do you need there?
hold on. Let me just see if I've got a 20 in here.
What do you need?
Here, get me a gun.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
They've got a huge firearm selection.
They're great. Just, Lisa, she's plain gray. Plain gray.
XL. Beautiful.
Pearl handled.
Thank you. Okay. No, gray on the sweatshirt, pearl handle on the gun.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. As much as I love the Hawaiian shirt, one of the three of us has to buck the trend.
Well, let me tell you right now that between the two of you and me, I'm the one that kind of, you know, needs this look tonight. You know, this shirt, I have to spend a lot more time in my closet getting stuff that's going to fit me. And this Hawaiian shirt, of all the ones I have, is the most comfortable. And I think the one that slims me.
Yes, yes, it does.
Listen,
so, I'm very, very happy with it.
Whatever. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for going out and doing that. Buzz, of course, wearing...
always in step.
Yes. What are you wearing, Buzz?
It's that waffle weave thing. I have the paramilitary look today.
Ah. And Buzz, of course, today is celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary.
That's silver, right?
Yes, it is.
My God.
Amazing, isn't it?
Is that incredible that you and Marcia have made it 25 years?
I'm astounded. I can't believe it. It's you can't absorb something like that.
Like old people celebrate that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well,
look how young and vibrant I am.
It's amazing. The 25th. I remember my parents celebrating their 25th when I was in high school.
And your parents, when's the first time they swapped?
They swapped back in the early 1940s. Right after, no, actually mid-40s, right after WW2.
Well, Buzz, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, it gave Buzz the option of not showing up at the appearance tonight since it is the 25th wedding anniversary.
Right.
But he made the correct decision.
Yes.
And he'll be with the boys tonight on stage. Are you going to be wearing your PJs tonight?
I haven't brought them with me. No, I wasn't asked. I suppose I could stop by the house and pick them up.
Yes, that would be necessary.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. No, we're just busting your balls. But it is funny when you wear your silk pajamas on stage.
They're very comfortable.
It yeah, is. They are. They are indeed.
It is funny. So listen, a big show tonight. Lots of stuff happening. We will see you at Club Element tonight. A few telephone calls just to wet your palate.
Sure.
And then on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oops. Hello, what am I doing? Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Look at that. I'm pressing the button.
Hey, I hear nothing. I hear nothing at all.
Look at that. I'm pressing.
Nothing at all.
I don't hear dial tone. I don't hear nothing.
Completely. Every phone line. Congratulations.
We don't got
it's
nothing.
It's the first major meltdown here in the brand new studio.
Want to thank the soundproofing guys, though, again, as Rob mentioned. Great job not getting it done. One more day. I think it's time to start a countdown.
And now the telephones simply don't work at all. I can't even press a button and get a line to come up now.
That's Charlie Broyhill scurrying around here immediately prior to airtime.
I got nothing. I got dick in here.
That's unfortunate.
I got no telephones. I got 12 lines ran off the hook and no way to speak to people.
What the hell is going on here? Look at this. What a mess this is.
Charlie Broyhill flying around here right before
Are you going to try to fix it?
Certainly not. Wendell's on the way, though.
Wendell's here, yes.
Wendell Lennon is here.
And he will make things happen. Yeah. You will have calls so soon. Head swim. Make your head swim.
Wearing his brand new John Lennon glasses, Wendell is.
He's in a good mood today.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, I wonder if he's gotten together with that filly, that fine young filly.
Yeah.
Don't think so. Hi, Wendell. Look at this. See, look at this. Nothing. Press the button. Absolutely dick.
Dead.
Nothing happens. Fine. Wendell, tell us what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm going to turn off the 1A2 interface and restart it.
There you go. The 1A2 interface is being turned off, and he's going to reboot it.
For those of you wondering about Wendell Hall, he's comfortably attired today in his Levi's straight legs.
Yeah, and his Doobie Brothers t-shirt.
And his brand-new John Lennon glasses he's wearing.
Very comfortable and very happy.
I've got these a while.
Okay. Now there's nothing on the phones.
Okay.
Now there's no lights at all.
22 interface back on and nothing.
22 interface back on. Nothing happening here, sir. 182A interface back on. Roger. Roger that.
What does that mean? You're pushing a button?
Oh,
look at that. Now look at look at those lights. Jesus Christ. Hello? Hello?
Look at that.
Dial tone.
That's an engineer
right
there.
Beautifully done. Thank you, Wendell.
You're welcome.
That's why you do what you do. Hey, Wendell, have you seen that lady recently?
Hello? As a matter of fact, she called me on the first day of your guys' vacation.
Yeah.
And told me that she is currently seeing someone else.
She was a whore.
Say
it, Rob. Go ahead, say it.
Whore! Now, you're redheaded! She was very nice about it. She told me that I was perhaps the most gentlemanly person that she'd ever been out with, which gives me something to live up to. Next time, I'm definitely going to just go groping right away.
I told you.
Yeah. Before
next
you
time, go
hello,
for it.
I'm going to be like, hi.
Yeah. Did you come to the show tonight?
I'm going.
Did you come to the show tonight?
Damn straight.
We'll get you laid tonight.
That's a promise. Wendell.
That's a promise.
All right.
Wendell Hall, a wonderful engineer, will get laid tonight.
We will simply stand up and say, we will do this, Wendell. Point to you and say, who will do this man? And then you just pick from the audience.
Who will lay him right now?
Right, lay him right now
lay
on stage.
Right now. Man on woman sex.
World famous sex act.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Oh, no. Wendell?
Now, Wendell, look at this. Wendell? Much as we were just screaming about what a great job you did.
We're going to get you laid. Wendell, that getting laid offer is being rescinded until we get a first phone call.
As soon as he turned his back, the phones went dead again.
But I'll tell you, it was the most gentlemanly job done on a phone bank that I've ever seen on a...
Just groped it and see what happens.
1A2A interface.
Is that what you're doing again, the 1A2A interface?
1A2 interface. You got
1A2 interface, roger that here.
Over.
Phones, roger.
Over, sir. Roger.
Sadly, the phones are now seeing other people.
So. Oh, that's cruel, Rob. That's very, way harsh.
Okay, should I turn them... No, nothing yet?
Nothing?
There's a dial tone.
All right,
now let me try one of the lines. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Yes, hello.
Yes, and I've been listening to you guys from day one.
Right.
And I would just want to know if you guys would let me play the sound.
No, I'm sorry.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that until we raise the ratings in New York City.
You know, and I think I've come up with the point. Right now, we're at, ratings-wise, we are at a 1.1
right.
in New York City.
Uh-huh. Right.
I do not think until the ratings rise to at least a 2.0, should we involve the good people of New York in any contesting on this show?
That sounds reasonable to me.
The people of New York are welcome to call and participate.
Yes, please.
You know, throw out their thoughts.
Absolutely. Talk to us anytime. That kind of participation, absolutely.
But
what other thing can I participate in besides a secret sound?
Well,
you're calling us right now, so you're actually participating with your dialogue.
You're participating simply by calling. You must have this show confused with one of those awful talk shows on AM where the topic, you know, are discussed in advance. We don't give a frig what people talk about.
And I think a two-share is very reasonable for the people of New York City.
I got news for you. A two-share still blows.
Absolutely. Yes, so you'll be able to still blow and participate in our reindeer games.
So do your part. Hello? Wendell?
Oh, dear.
Wendell?
Oh, dear.
How long has he been gone, do you think?
I don't know. How long are we talking to that guy? A minute, maybe? Wendell? Wendell, we need the 1A, 2A interface again.
Technically, that doesn't count as a successful phone call.
No, it doesn't. No.
We would have had to have closure on the other end.
No closure, Mike.
With the guy saying, all right, I'll take care of it.
Right, and we would have given him the spiel about talking to all of his friends in New York.
Right.
Same thing, Wendell.
Well, he's looking in another area now.
Okay, now...
He's getting out the keyboard.
Here we go.
He's coming...
Okay, he's coming to Mike's side of the board. Here we go.
All right, go ahead, Wendell. Go.
Here we go. What the hell's he doing?
He's steamrolling over me here.
He's plugging something in. Look at him. God damn, look at this man work.
Gets me a little excited.
Look at this engineer work.
Pick a line, any line.
Pick a line?
Pick a line, any line. One.
I'm trying to pick the hotline. I'm pressing it. I'm rapidly pressing the hotline.
Nothing there, Wendell.
Nothing.
Look at how focused he is.
Nothing. I got nothing on the hotline, nothing on the warm line.
You're watching a top man in his field.
Nothing on line 10, nothing on line 7,
it
nothing.
Lights at all?
No lights at all. Now no lights at all.
Is it the 1A2A, Roger? Run into that interface.
1A2.
1A2, the 1A2 interface.
Sorry again?
We were just trying to get Roger
try again,
that
down.
No, Roger that.
Nothing. Nothing. Over. Over, Wendell. Teddy bear? I got nothing here. Over.
1021 heavy, this is Control Tower Central.
Yeah. Now they're all doing, now they're all making funny lights again. And now...
All right, listen, do me a favor. Don't go far. Stick around.
Just stay right here. Be an active participant in the show, Wendell.
Got very it, okay? Good.
Here we go. Let's try to take another call. Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, guess what today is?
Pardon me?
Today's my birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Try to pronounce the TH next time.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call. I've been...
See, Wendell?
There it is.
Just happened.
He just wanted to call.
Now, Wendell, would that be the 1A2A...
be the 1A2 interface, Mr. Gabe.
1A2 interface, Roger. That proceed
this,
and...
This studio is how many days old? Maybe...
it's a young...
20 days old, maybe?
Probably 20 days. Just send and maintain 6,000. Roger that.
Over.
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 1547 heavy, this is control... 1A2 interface, descend and maintain success.
Northwest 342, this is the tower.
Can you tell him my recent trip to New Orleans? I was listening to Channel 9, which is the greatest thing on an airplane for a phobic cockpit flyer when they you listen to the cockpit.
My only point of reference is the movie Pushing 10.
See, I listened to the whole
with
thing.
With John Cusack.
Light for an hour of the flight, I am listening to... United 1547, descend and maintain 6,000.
It was just on...
So cool. I love that.
Very you like listening to
that? I love that, yeah.
Now I'm getting nothing again.
All right.
Nothing.
There, now there's a dial tone.
China Air, reduce airspeed. Reduce, I heard that one time,
yeah.
Too, where a plane was coming in from China.
Don and Mike Show.
Roger that.
Over.
Over. All right, hey, you guys are the greatest. I love...
That sucks.
How embarrassing is this?
That's not going
to
work.
We're trying to do a show, trying to take calls. Somebody calls and says, hey, I love you, Roger, over. And then, boom.
Gone.
They're gone. They're out of our lives.
China Air, reduce airspeed now.
I had a friend who was an air traffic controller in Chicago, and he said British pilots were notorious for not slowing down on approach. And he said he kept telling the pilot, slow down, slow down. The British pilot didn't and careened into all the air traffic controller's cars.
Why, I know a pilot who had the worst bit of luck just yesterday.
Yes, yes, he did.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He's listening to music or something on his Walkman, and all of a sudden, boom.
Man, oh, man.
But thank God there were no high-profile American celebrities on that plane. There was only 100 German tourists.
That'd be a much bigger story.
Mm-hmm. Which is why, by the time I got home last night and turned on the 10 o'clock news,
right,
it was buried.
It was gone.
If you'll pardon the pun, it's like the story didn't happen.
No, it more play given to a Dick. Cheney.
Yes.
Still nothing, Wendell. Still got nothing.
You got Zippy?
Yeah, look at that.
I'm pressing.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Fingers to the bone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger, that got problems with that 182 interface.
This is bad, Wendell.
All right, vamp for me.
Vamp, baby.
Vamp.
Look for the union label.
Lock, be a lady. Tonight.
We are vamping, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, I'm ready to do the show, but I like to get in the speed of doing the show by taking a few telephone calls.
Yeah. You know, if it's not the soundproofing, it's the air conditioning. If it's not the air conditioning, it's the phones. If it's not the phones, it's the burning up cart machines.
Who made the studio? Volvo? Yeah.
I noticed you didn't have a car in your portal today.
You're correct. You're right about that, Mike.
Oh, may I take this opportunity to apologize to our phenomenal promotions director, Tammy Sachs?
Sure, why?
Tammy, I'm sorry I almost ran over you this morning coming into the building.
Okay.
And Tammy, I almost hit Tammy because, I pull in with the truck and I back up, and Tammy was flying out of the glass doors, and I gave her a look that was like, whoo, sorry, and then she gave me a mop. And rolled her eyes in disgust and just kept walking.
Wow.
She was very angry with me.
Oh, don't hurt Tammy.
Still nothing on the telephones. What are you doing over there? Is Wendell even over there?
No, that would be the Minister of Information.
What are you doing down there? You don't know anything about the studio, do you?
Well, not that much, but that's why I'm here. I'm willing to learn.
He's willing to learn. Our producer, Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, that wasn't a sweatshirt you got me. That was a T-shirt.
That was nothing I got you. I didn't even bring it to you. There are no sweatshirts.
If I wore that thing down to the appearance tonight, there's a good chance I'd be raped on the way in. Wearing a big red, white, and blue WJFK T-shirt like that.
To that shirt?
Oh, he can't help himself. Oh, he cannot help himself, the supreme ballbuster. What a prick he is. What a daft prick Charles Broyhill is.
You know, it's not bad enough. We don't have a functioning studio, but he's down there sitting the Indian style, just hurling insults.
Some producers would be running around at this point, trying to think of something to help.
Yes.
Right.
No, he's just sitting on the floor, right, Indian style, just enjoying this.
Now, was there a show on before ours, or was he on a cruise?
No, he's on the SS Van Damme today.
The Veen Dom?
Yeah. No, Libby's not even here today. Nobody's here.
Mm.
We're the first show to come out of the studio today.
Well, that explains it.
This is so effed up. Wendell, this is awful.
Thank God he didn't go via Paris.
This is embarrassing, Wendell. This is a brand new studio. Now it's completely broken.
Jeez, I tell you. You know the whole problem. Wendell, you know what the problem is? It's that open wall. It's that exposed wall.
I got calls standing by. I got a love letter for Tom Gavin. I want to call a guy in Pennsylvania who tried to get out of taking a breathalyzer test by eating his underwear. I mean, I got tons of great stuff to get to today. But it all hinges on getting the telephone working.
You need a phone.
We need the phone.
That is the lifeline of this show. I think anybody that listens to this show knows that we are nothing without our telephone, without our connection to the world.
I mean, sure, on occasion when we get mad at people, we pull the phone out of the wall to prove that we can do the show without the calls. But that's only when we were getting like the Joe Mama call.
Yeah, we're capable of doing that, but we just prefer to do the show with telephones.
Oh, we love talking to people. All the idiotic, dumb calls we get, I love those.
And, you know, as they work on the phones, I just become more and more aware of all the little loose ends in this studio.
Right.
Tiny little cosmetic, just
cosmetic. What about the? How come the fire marshal has to come and look at these wires that are just hanging down from the wall?
He was here yesterday.
Oh, he was here yesterday.
Yep.
Hey, when are they going to put the walls back?
I got to call the guy.
What did the fire marshal have to say about this place?
He said, "Where's your permit?"
A permit for what?
For the remodeling.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
He said, what? Someone said something about remodeling to you?
You mean we never got the permit for the remodeling?
You need a permit to put new furniture in a room? You need a permit to put a new rug on your floor at home?
Well, I think you do. Maybe you do need a permit because you guys are doing, like, electrical junk in here.
No, we unhooked stuff, moved furniture around it, and rehooked it back up.
So you say you got to call into the wall guy?
Yeah.
Wall guy here. How you doing?
Where'd he go? They've been on vacation for a month?
That's actually why it wasn't done before everybody came back from vacation, because they went on vacation the week of July 4th.
How you doing? It's the wall guy. I'm on vacation. Please leave a message at the beep. Hi, it's the wall guy.
You might wonder, I left for vacation on July 4th. We're not back yet.
Do you have phones yet?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Yes, I have phones, but according to the phones, I'm talking on line 567 in the hotline right now.
Yeah, I know. This one's a little effed.
What's a little effed?
Dial tone on 1 through 4.
Let me try 1 through 4.
Hello?
I heard something.
Briefly.
Someone breathing.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, there you guys are.
There we are. Great. So you mean we only have 4 phone lines to work with today?
I don't know if the other 4 will work yet or not.
Jesus
Christ. Let me
find out
what's going on with this first one.
Happens to many idiots calling, I guess.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What a mess. You know, why not just tie our hands behind our back and make us come in and do the show like that?
I'm not clear like that.
Really, this is just ridiculous.
You hear what he said?
No, what did he say?
Because I'm not queer like that.
Wendell, that was funny.
Good Christ, this is embarrassing, man. Mm-hmm. This is a national radio show with 4 telephone lines working. Only 2 national lines. So I have to give out the local number.
Mm-hmm.
202-432-1067.
This is very frustrating.
Jesus Christ.
Very, very frustrating, Danny.
Danny? Mr. Scholarship winner?
You my friend, Mr. Scholarship winner.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, Don, just give us your cell phone number and we'll call you on that today.
Okay, smart ass. Thank you.
And then the one guy that gets through
is
this guy.
No.
What?
Don't
what, Mr.
Connect.
Talk at the same time when we're talking?
Sorry.
Now what?
I just said don't disconnect me, please.
You're, of course, aware that at one point I did give out my cell phone number on the air.
Oh.
Oh, see, that's the kind of guy, okay? You pointed a question right at him, and that's when he decided not to talk.
Right. So you just thought you were being funny. See, I thought you were actually hip to the show.
What happened that day? Did you get a bunch of calls on it?
You had no idea, did you? It was way back when cell phones were first invented, when the car phones came out.
Right.
That Mike and I got them for free because we were doing commercials for them.
They're real hard to use when they first came out, too. People might not remember this. They were about the size of a 37-inch television.
So we each had one in our cars, and what I did was I gave out my phone number on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 2 hours, because it was such a novelty,
right.
Mike and I just drove around in my car talking to people.
We're very excited about it.
Because we're just dumb disc jockeys. Mm-hmm. Just driving around. And it wasn't until the bill came that I realized when people call you on your cell phone,
you have to pay.
You have to pay for it. Not to mention the fact that I hadn't thought through
right.
that I would never be able to use that cell phone because I'd given the number out over the air.
But for one day, it was fantastic.
For one day, it was like driving around in the Batmobile, you know, because Batman always had that hotline in his car.
Absolutely.
Right.
You guys are great.
Thank you, douchebag. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God.
What?
You panicked. I heard the oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You freaked out.
Well, now, Wendell, is this people hanging up on us? Is this another problem with the telephones now? Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I wanted to find out, it's like totally unrelated to anything. Way back, they used to have the Wheel of the Van Dyke Brothers.
Yes.
And I wanted to find out, as far as, did they ever meet Dick Van Dyke in person, and what was he like? Because you never see him on the media or anything.
We've not only met Dick Van Dyke once, we've met him twice now in person.
He's fantastic. And honey, you're talking to us.
What?
You're talking to us.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, what is Dick Van Dyke like in person?
He was very nice, and he was very quick to admit that his brother is funny.
Oh, please, would you knock it off?
I'm simply relaying a fact to the woman.
Is it asking too much that you simply listen to the show? so that we don't have to recant history constantly. I had to tell the last guy about the cell phone incident. Now we have to tell you about the times we've had Dick
but
Van Dyke on the show.
I have to work. It's unfortunate.
Oh, well,
oh, I suppose that's to support your family.
Well,
right. God. Okay, well, get your priorities in order.
Come on now. The show comes first.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
I'm going to quit today.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, Robbie?
If she just brings a boombox down to her street corner, she could listen and work at the
time.
Oh, my. She was a whore.
Hello.
Very hostile.
Don and Mike show.
Man.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
You know what this is akin to?
What?
This is akin to if you were in a war, like in Private Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and you were running down the beach, mm-hmm. and you saw one of your buddies who was laying there and was crawling along, like had blood shooting out and like had his insides exposed. And
his intestines?
Yeah, were all wrapped around his legs and stuff. And you just stood there for a minute, and you watched him just kind of limp along.
Mm-hmm.
Not know if he was going to make it or not.
Right.
But you thought it was kind of interesting just to watch
sure.
a dying man
mm-hmm.
just barely with enough strength to move limp down the beach.
It is fascinating.
This is very much what this show is like today.
Absolutely. And here we are with our big free show tonight at Club Element in downtown D.C.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on? We're dying a slow death here with these telephones.
This is Andy from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, hello, Andy.
How you doing?
Come on, Andy. You know how we're doing.
It's the second time, Andy. Do you have any reason for calling?
Yeah, I wanted to say that we finally got you guys in Green Bay here on WNFL 1440.
Andy, we've been on in Green Bay for a long time.
Oh, really? Well, I'm a pretty new listener to you guys, so I love you guys. You guys are
thank
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy. Goodbye, Andy.
Go, Pack, go.
Goodbye, Andy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we got you on here to hear.
Okay.
Yo.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Don.
Yes.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Don?
Yes?
Will you be singing with any group at the football game this weekend?
You should be.
At the Redskins game this weekend, no.
Will you be performing with Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
No, I won't be jamming with any of the groups this weekend.
You won't be doing And When I Die and When
no,
I'm Gone?
Or Spinning Wheel.
I love that one.
No, won't be doing it. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
What goes up?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Welcome to a show working with maybe now the way I count it. Maybe three phone lines that are operating correctly.
Hallelujah.
Maybe three. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you couple beanbags.
Hey, you bastard.
You guys are national celebrities, big time. What's going on? What do you got, old 1970s AT&Ts in there?
You know, with all the work they did to get this new studio, I mean, I'm really...
Yeah,
it's really BS. I'm sorry. I hate to be the one. I'm trying to be positive, okay? But they put this new studio in here, and I've been watching you. I sit over here with my feet up, and I've been watching you deal with this crap
every day.
Month.
This is an effed up studio, man.
Hey, Don, clarify one thing.
Yes.
I was up all night last night after that guy called yesterday and said that Black Peter had your son. Did you find out?
Black Peter does have my son.
Oh, my God. Oh,
no. He put him in a sack.
And took him to Spain.
Actually, I did receive a call today, as a matter of fact, from Bart.
Everything going well?
Yeah, everything's going great.
More Spanish youth is burning him with cigarettes?
No, he's a good kid, and I tend to overreact, to stuff that's happened. And it's odd, the relationship that I have with Bart, in a lot of ways, obviously, I'm the dad and he's the kid, but sometimes we talk like we talk today.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was the father.
He's consoling.
Reassuring me.
Reassuring, right.
Saying to me,
yeah.
Dad, listen, you can trust me. I called to tell you guys that I was going to have a glass of wine at dinner. He told me a bunch of stuff that's going on in Spain. Sounds like he's having a great time with his Spanish family. So I'm very much chilled out about that. As a matter of fact, he might even call the show someday soon from Espanol.
And his Spanish is getting better and better by the day, I would imagine.
Oh, he's nearly fluent. The only thing that, and it did not upset me, it just took me a moment to realize how to respond was, I said to him, so what is the setup in the house that with the people you're living with? And he said, well, I got a room to myself. It's a big room. It has two beds in it. I said, great. He says, I have my own TV. I said, oh, well, that's excellent. He said, last night I watched pornography.
Oh, God, he's an honest young man.
And I said, well, how did you get that? He said, It's on Channel 8, Dad.
Yeah.
He said, at 11 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
it's pornography on TV.
Oh, my God.
You know, and...
The freewheeling Spanish.
So yeah. I said, you know, in that regard, I said, you know, be my guest.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Knock yourself out.
You're going to watch it anyway. You just should be privileged that he's telling you.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, I only wish we had a Channel 8 here in America.
Yes. I wish I'd had a Channel 8 when I was that age.
All we have, I'm 41. I wish we had a Channel 8. All I have is Channel 598 on DirecTV, which cost me $8.99 a crack.
Yeah, which is a total ripoff.
You'll pardon the pun. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, get your doodad-daddy from D.C. to Greece, man. Get ready to spankle the sanitizer.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I'm all right. Four telephone lines out of 12 work.
Oh, man. Hey, was Bart watching that Disney classic Clitty Clitty Bang Bang?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, radio gods.
Hi.
Oh, God. You know, it's been forever. I've been trying so hard to get through to you guys. I just wanted to call and say, I've listened since you first started up with JFK. I remember when you first did your first low-budget Jeopardy. You guys keep me going throughout the drive back home.
Thank
and
you.
And I love you guys to death. You're terrific.
Thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you.
I couldn't do it without you.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
We do indeed.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
It's only because time is of the essence, and because now we have... Only three telephone lines, which are operating.
Oh, my God.
Line four is now dropped off also.
Fantastic.
So we have, virtually, for our national audience,
mm-hmm.
one telephone line for people to call on.
Right. That's plenty.
Line number three is the only line that's operating on the toll-free number.
I'd like to thank whoever the other disc jockeys are that sit on my side and have taken whatever device and made dents in the brand-new wood surface, too.
Oh, that's right.
That look like, it really looks like it's the back of a pen, and they've been denting it. I'm not sure who's doing it.
Is he gone now? Is Wendell gone? I mean, that's it? That's the Band-Aid they're going to put on this problem?
I think Wendell has gone to the indoor range.
Okay. All right. Well, then, here we go. A national radio show with one telephone line.
He's still working on the other equipment.
Good. Okay.
And remember, the equipment's the same. It's the board that's new.
Huh?
You were saying that they redid the studio. It's the same old equipment.
So it's the same crap.
Right. Same crap. New board. Prettier lights.
Okay. So in essence, what they've done is they've taken, like, my car.
Heard and polished.
Yeah, my car that runs like crap. And all they've done is just... put a new shell on it.
Right.
Okay.
It's like having if you have a stereo system at home.
You know, it's Earl Scheib.
Yeah, and you have a crappy turntable, you have a crappy CD player, you have a crappy cassette player, but you change your amp.
Right.
You still got all those crappy components that are hooked to it.
Right. This is like, this is a radio station like Earl Scheib.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever been to Southern California?
Absolutely.
$69. You'll paint your car in an hour.
You would be amazed how much secondhand stuff we have here that has been pilfered from other radio stations.
True. Jesus H. Christ.
I don't know where they don't put a little more money into this place.
There's roughly 6 million people listening to us right now. Which means your chances of calling in and getting through on the air today, real good. You might as well go play the lottery. Because your chances of getting in are 1 in 6 million. Because we have one national telephone line that's operating.
Perhaps we could get some people that work at a bowling alley to pool their resources to make one phone call.
Hello?
Hi, do you all remember back in the day when you used to do TV commercials?
Yes.
Yes, we horribly do.
You were very sexy. I came across an old tape on my Betamax of you doing a commercial for a WAVA, I think it was.
Christ, how long ago is that Betamax?
What were we doing in the commercial?
You were just sort of clowning around and saying you're on in the morning.
Is it the one with the monkey?
No.
Okay.
We weren't giving away any money or anything like that?
Yeah, I think you were, but you were totally hot.
Totally hot. Well, that's changed, honey.
Totally, totally hot.
That's changed.
It's all about gravity.
That's changed. We've hit the wall. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you're so hot, I want to hump your leg like a rabbit mongoose and play with Mike's anus with a pocket rocket. Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe that might be a regular caller.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He'll be at the show tonight.
Hello.
Guys.
Yeah.
The other day on one of those trash shows, I think it was Inside Edition, they had a story about that freeze frame on the opening of Survivor.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Just try to pronounce your S's and your T's a little bit. Just try to use a little better diction when you...
And speak up a little bit.
And slow down a little bit.
Okay. First off, I'd like to say, love your show, babe.
Right, thank you.
But,
Now, listen, I'm sorry, you know what? With only three telephone lines, this is like a hospital.
Yes.
Only the sickest people can possibly use these telephone lines. I'm sorry, you were just not sick enough to be occupying that bed space today.
We're going to triage the calls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fatimo's coming. Fatimo's are coming.
What the hell is that?
You know, I will give our listeners credit.
Yeah, some of them get through.
They're making it happen, even on three telephone lines when we normally have 12.
These people are used to dealing with the adversity that is this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's up with that deep fat fryer?
You know, you got me. I have to admit something. I don't even know where the thing is.
Oh, my God. I know where it is. It's in the same place as your slot machines, as your home casino.
I know where the slot machine is. I didn't finish building my casino in my basement.
Right.
But you know something? Winter's coming. Winter's coming, and maybe I will. I just, all of a sudden, it was summertime, and it's outdoor activities, and we're not finding ourselves down. But the slot machine is still functioning, and it's still downstairs where it is. But the deep fat fryer, it just doesn't go along with the...
And thank God you didn't buy that ice cream machine you wanted.
Thank God you didn't buy that ice cream machine you wanted.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
It sounds to me like perhaps you've moved on to another caller.
Yes, I have, Mike.
Would this be Thomas Aloysius Gavin?
Yes, it is. Hey,
actually,
Mike,
I want to say something.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, I didn't move along to another caller.
No.
Really?
I didn't.
It just happened?
It just cycled through.
That's scary.
How the hell?
What are the odds of that happening? 1 in 6 million, and then all of a sudden the phone automatically goes to Tom Gavin's house.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Tommy, you know what?
What, the letter?
Yes, I have a letter for you.
Yeah?
Tom, I'm gonna try to put you on hold and hope that you stay on hold through the stop set, okay?
Okay.
Because I have a letter from a girl who put her phone number, and it's a letter from a girl who's interested in you.
Oh, maybe it's sex, Tom.
Interested in you as a man.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, okay, Tom?
Hey, I'm gonna hang up, and I'll call you guys on my cell phone, and I'll be downstairs.
No, Tom, don't, because you'll never get through again.
Okay.
Okay?
Roar, Tom, roar.
Okay. Hold on, you monster.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Tom the monster. Now... Even with these odds stacked against you, we're going to do the secret sound. However, being as we only have one national telephone line that's currently working.
Yes.
We will take caller number 6.
Excellent.
Cool. Rather than caller number 100. Because frankly, I don't think we have time.
I know.
To go through. I mean, it's easy to get 100 callers when you have 12 lines that are
right. Right. This is a first. Caller number 6.
We have one national phone line.
It's terrifically exciting.
That's open. 877-365-3636. The caller number 6.
Maybe it'll be Tom Gavin again.
And we'll give you the shot. No, I'm trying to keep him on line 2. You still there, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. That's Tom. He's parked on line 2.
Very good.
Call us on the toll-free line. Singular line, 877-365-3636. Call number 6.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yours.
Until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now, I'm going to say this with a little trepidation. The phones may be operating now.
Huh.
It looks to me like they're all ringing. Of course, it looked like that earlier in the show also. Let's go right to call number 6. Lucky number 6. And we're going to try one of the phone lines that has been dead to us.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 6.
Right, there it is.
Yes.
Caller 6, and incidentally, with a full complement of telephones, at least for the moment.
Right.
Up and operating.
Very good.
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Tom from Sacramento. Congratulations. You want a free order of nachos from Taco Bell. Try Taco Bell's new chips with nacho cheese sauce. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Nick at Night prize pack. 3-hour block party every night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Tonight, it's Hillbilly Wednesday.
Beverly Hillbillies?
On Nick at Night.
Hello, Granny. We got the phones, Granny.
Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, $500 online. Secret sound number 6. We'll play it for you now. A common everyday sound. People have been dancing all around this sound.
Yeah, it's very close.
Everybody's getting very close. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings light.
Gym neighbors.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There's the sound. A few moments to think about it. And with all the problems with the phone, Tom Gavin was disconnected. So, Tom, you monster, call back.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Yes! Neighbors up the ass.
What was that joke? Why did Rock Hudson? What is it, Rob? Okay, head. Head is like head was shaking his head from side to side while he was eating something.
What is it?
Rock Hudson didn't have any friends, but
he had neighbors up the ass. There you go.
For $500, what's the sound?
Is it a three-hole punch?
That's not the dopiest guess I've heard. Thank you, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Clue for you. Okay, so Wendell, what do we think about the phones? Do you think it's safe?
I'm open.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Wendell's just going to hang out for a while and make sure the phones are working okay.
I'd be good with that every day.
What, Wendell being in here?
Yeah, just standing right over there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi. You got your call already?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do, honey.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though.
All right.
All right, sweet thing.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, darling?
What I resemble?
Yeah, honey.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh. Oh.
What was that?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, baby.
She got a nice big turd cutter? You got a big log splitter?
That's me.
Right.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, can I tell Rob something?
Tell Rob something? Sure, he's right here.
Oh,
hey.
All right.
Honey, let's watch
that,
you, please.
Baby. Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, it's me, Fez. It's
Fez calling you.
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
There you guys are.
Yes, here we are. Hello.
It's me.
Who? Oh, Tom.
You know, sometimes Tom almost sounds normal.
Almost.
Yeah, very close.
Tom, you coming to the show tonight?
Yes, I am.
Vegas style show tonight, Club Element in D.C.
Club Element, and you all getting the tape we did the Survivors thing with Hutch did.
All right, Tom, I don't know if they... Tom's talking about a videotape of the last appearance he made on the show.
Oh, yeah, we'll spend probably a good half hour playing that tape.
Not sure if we'll be able to play it or not, Tom, but you're welcome to come out tonight. Listen to the lineup, the big free show, as we say thank you for making us number one of the numbers again. Tonight we're going to have the Nude Feud for $100 in cash, the return of Tom's favorite, Dennis Murphy.
Right.
Big Joe DiCaprio, Cheryl the Big Dyke, the underwear fashion show with a cash prize of 250 bones,
dang,
the Charlie Stossel birthday bathtub show, and this man right to my left and to your right, our engineer, Wendell Hall,
yes,
will get a piece of ass tonight at the Las Vegas style show.
And you know what I was going to say about the Nude Feud, and we never say this on the radio, but I mean, if you have really like a group of people that you know, you want to bring down to this show and get there and play the Nude Feud, and you want to do it before we even put the request out for it, just go down there and you know, see whoever's part of our group and say you want to play the Nude Feud, so you get in there early. So maybe it was like a group from the office or something,
yeah,
like that, when you wanted to do that.
You know, Wendell, I will make, if you need at least four, Robbie.
Two groups of four.
All right.
I would promise you tonight that you, at the very least, will receive manual release.
Oh.
Manual release.
Praise.
Okay. I think we can guarantee that to him, right?
I don't know.
Oh, listen, Lisa's going.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic. You're guaranteed.
I mean, at the very least, I'll phone in a favor. I'll use one of my lifelines.
Yeah, we'll tell her when she gets back from the store, getting Don's sweatshirt.
Lisa or Toya or maybe the new traffic cunny. She's coming tonight, right?
Really? Cheryl would probably do it, too.
Or I will do it.
Wendell has left the studio.
Oh, my God.
Wendell just left.
Tom, do you know what manual release is?
What does that mean?
Yeah. What do you think it means, manual release?
It means you get somebody off your back. That's what it is.
No.
No, you don't have it right, Tom. Maybe we'll whisper it in your ear tonight.
Now, what's this letter?
It's right. Okay, here we go. Here's the letter.
Moving the show along.
Here's the letter. Letter says, addressed to the Don and Mike show, forward to Tom Gavin, please.
Very good.
So I took the liberty of opening it. I will read it to you now. And Mike will verify that it's a real letter.
On very pretty stationery with roses.
Very feminine stationery. It says, Tom, are you dating anyone? And Tom, feel free to answer these questions as if I was the girl. Tom, are you dating anyone?
No.
It's Debbie again. Do you know Debbie?
Yes.
Oh. I wrote you a couple of months ago. Did you go out with the big-breasted girl when you were on the Don and Mike show?
No.
I heard you ask her out. If large breasts are important to you, you may not want me. Tom, are big breasts important to you?
Yes.
Oh. Do they matter, Tom?
Yes, they do.
Why, Tom?
Because they're big.
You just like women with big breasts?
Yeah.
And you won't accept women without big breasts?
I'll accept women with big breasts.
You will what?
I will accept women with big breasts.
How old are you again, Tom?
40.
And Tom, what is the best thing about a woman with big breasts?
Because I can suck them good.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
Okay. Let me see. If large breasts are important to you, you may not want me. You still, your voice appeals to me. Tom, what are you interested in?
Sex.
You should do work with your voice, speaking in some way. Tom, do you enjoy sports?
Yes, I do.
Watching football, it is so popular?
Yes, it is.
I don't like football or golf at all. I like art and rock and roll, an interesting mind, and a good voice.
You like rock and roll, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Pantera. Yeah. If you have any interest, and then she puts her phone number here. I'm going to call her up for you in a second.
All right. What's your phone number?
Well, I don't want to give it out on the radio, Tom. Could you please photocopy your photo ID? I'm assuming you have one.
Yes.
To enter the Las Vegas style show.
Yes.
Don commented that it's raunchy. One must be 21, must show ID. Tom, do you smoke?
No.
Your voice sounds it. Hmm. Tom, do you want children?
Yes.
Perhaps one or two, you might say. Or absolutely not.
Wow.
That's great.
What music do you like?
Pantera.
Would you live in Los Angeles with me if indeed we liked one another and got together?
Yes.
Would you be an actor?
Yes.
With that speaking voice of yours?
Yes.
Would you consider not going to the Las Vegas style show if you were in love with someone or married to her?
No.
Or if your attitude is, I enjoy it, that's what I do, my woman would have to accept that. Do you think any of it is cheap and it turns you off?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of it?
Sex.
Are the women on the Don and Mike show topless or nude?
Nude.
What if one had her eye on you?
I'll go after her.
And what if I was dating you but I was not there?
I'll go after somebody else.
They have very good, honest answers.
Hold
though,
on, yeah? Tom. Let me try to call your
mystery
dream
date.
Your dream date, Debbie.
Yeah. The lovely Debbie. Love is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're about to make an incredible love connection.
Jesus Christ.
So, Tom, you wouldn't have anything to do with a woman with small breasts.
Hold on. I got Tom on hold. I got to make sure we get through. This is not some kind of a goof telephone call.
This is real.
Yeah.
What you're about to see is real. The names have not been changed to protect the innocent.
I hope she sent the letter on July 20th.
We just received it.
From Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yeah.
Not an answering machine.
It's a shame.
Nope. Nothing.
Oh, more disappointment. More disappointment for Tom. That's tough. You know, right now he was just hoping someone would be on the other end of that phone.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, you hear that?
What?
No answer.
No answer.
No answer at this lady's house.
Tom, would, if she happens to be listening, though, is there something you'd like to say to Debbie?
Hey, Debbie, if you're out there listening, I just want to know if you're in the area, come on down to Call Up Element tonight.
Oh, come down to the show.
Come down to the show.
And what would you offer her if she came down to the show, Tom?
Sex.
Okay, beautiful. All right, well, thank you, Tom. Tom?
I'll see you guys down there. I'm on the way down there now.
All right, we'll see you.
Hey, you know what?
What? Oh, hold on, Tom. Hold on a second. Hold on.
That ringing is driving me crazy.
Yeah, Tommy?
I'm bringing my guitar and amplifier down.
All right.
Hey, we have an opening act. That's good.
All right. Okay. Can't promise about that. Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Bye-bye, Tom.
What?
Tom, how do you spell breast?
B-A-R-T.
Perfect.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Tommy.
I
won't say what that spells.
I'm going down now.
Tom, how do you spell vagina?
Vagina?
Yes.
V-A-N-G-E.
Perfect again.
Vange. Right.
Fantastic. And for the lovely admirer, how do you spell Debbie?
D-A-B-B-L-E.
Wow.
Correct.
Double.
Correct. Thank you, Tom.
All right. See you guys down
there. See you tonight.
Bye-bye.
There he is, everybody. Thomas the Monster.
And Debbie, if you're listening, he's offering sex. Wonderful.
Tom the Monster.
There you go.
Can't imagine how great that sex would be.
One of the record holders for attendance of Las Vegas-style shows.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
O.J. Simpson.
Pardon me?
This is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, come on. Knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike. Got a comment for you about those little indentions on your desk. Right there in front of you.
Oh, the guy's talking about the dents in the new furniture.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like somebody been dinting it with a pen.
Yeah.
You might want to take that little black ultraviolet light y'all brought in there a couple of months back. Might not be a pen mark.
Well, I mean, if it was something biological, it would be awfully small.
Well, you never know with some of these folks these days.
You know, on the weekends, you really don't know around
Thank
here.
You, my friend.
Thank you for your concern.
Goodbye. Okay. Goodbye. Listen, the phones do appear to be operating. Thank you very much, Mr. Wendell, for at least temporarily fixing the phones.
Absolutely. Sorry about the woman, Wendell.
As long as all of the lines are operating, let me throw this out. Yesterday, very late in the show, there was a story about Shirley MacLaine that was in the newspaper. And we tried to call Shirley MacLaine, and we called her up. And normally when we call Shirley MacLaine, she's the only celebrity that we call. I mean, she's really a star.
Big star. Major star.
We call her up, and she takes our calls.
Yeah.
And she talks to us for a few minutes, and then we let her go. We've always had a very nice relationship with her. As it turns out yesterday, we called her up because there was a story about her in the news. She picked up the phone, said hello, said, Shirley, hi, it's Don and Mike. And she said, goodbye.
Goodbye, kind of laughing. And usually we would average calling her about once every 6 months.
Right. And we were a little put off by that.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to call back and got her answering machine. And then we got a real panic where we had to talk to a celebrity.
To get the payoff, you see, we can't end that bit without getting
you have
through.
To talk to a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
So we went through our limited number of celebrity phone numbers, and I know this is very sad. I'm only repeating this to make a point. We had to end up settling for famous midget Billy Barty.
Billy Barty. We actually got through to his office, and then they gave us his home phone number, and we spoke with Mr. Barty, who informed us he had been under a doctor's care.
He's not feeling well.
He's better, though.
So we need some new celebrity phone numbers. And
we need to update it.
We're willing to pay for every celebrity phone number that you call us up and give us. If it's valid and we can indeed verify that a celebrity lives at that phone number, we'll pay $50.
Right.
$50 for every celebrity. We might pay more for a bigger celebrity. We might pay less. For instance, let me just throw out an example. Carrot Top would be a $20 celebrity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise would be a $100 celebrity.
Sure. Don, will there be a bonus if the celebrity becomes our friend?
No.
All right.
No, that's on us.
That's on us, and it's well beyond the process.
To make the friendship. Mm-hmm. But we'll pay on a sliding scale with $50 being maybe. Hold on, you got a message for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go. Time out. That was a good one.
Thank you.
That's sponsorable.
Thank you very much.
That fart brought to you by Egars.
Oh.
The best cigar site on the web.
Thank you.
www.egars.com.
All right.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm looking in the tabloids here.
I love your look, Buzz. I really do.
And for instance, as I look through the tabloids, I see, okay, Michael J. Fox. We'd pay $100 for his phone number.
$100 celebrity, absolutely.
Right? Okay, then you go to, oh, they're all full of Cunningly Gifford. Let me see. Like that prick from Beverly Hills 90210, Ian Ziering.
$20 celebrity.
I'd say less.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe $15.
I thought $20 was the lowest.
Oh, no.
You can go down to a dollar.
Yeah, for like Pauly Shore.
A dollar celebrity.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a sliding scale. And for your average celebrity, for your average, and by average I'm going to say like maybe like Marky Mark, you know, someone who's been in movies but
right.
not really famous. Maybe that's a $50 celebrity.
Oh, yeah, we'll make that call. It's totally subjective.
But listen, we're willing to pay because, frankly, we just don't have enough celebrity phone numbers.
We need to update
really
the list.
I mean, it really, yesterday, just hit us over the head when we realized, damn, Billy Barty is the best we can come up with.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Al Molinaro, you know, he might not be with us much longer.
And Wesley Snipes has changed his voicemail. We used to at least enjoy hearing the cellular customer you've called, Snipes. It's not available.
And DVP is never home anymore.
No, then. Now, hello, Don and Mike show.
Very busy.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got a celebrity phone number for you.
Who is the celebrity?
Keanu Reeves.
That's a good celebrity. That's a $100 celebrity.
Sure. Hold on. Give the number to Robbie.
All right.
Because we have to call and verify.
Six.
Line six, Robbie. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. What, can I ask you what the location is for the Las Vegas style show tonight?
Club Element. It's downtown across from the MCI Center.
Element. All right. Thank you, sir.
In D.C. Thank you. Thank you for your service to our country.
All right.
Stand by. I'd like to mention about that Keanu Reeves also. There are probably only about 150 guys that do a Keanu Reeves impression.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I have William Shatner's.
That would be a good one to have.
That'd be wonderful.
Sure. All right. Hold on a second. How'd you come across that number?
I've actually had it for a couple of years.
All right. Robbie, go to line 4, please, to see if that's William Shatner. Okay? And let me... try Keanu Reeves.
Uh-huh. They got it back there, I guess.
Oh, hold on. There you go.
No?
Or maybe it's 5.
I think they're getting it back.
Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Speak to us.
Who's this?
Is this Rob A?
No, whose number did you have?
I had Shatner's.
Okay. Shatner's on 5, Robbie.
All right, very good. Now we're
5.
Gathering these phone numbers that we spent. Are you trying Keanu Reeves right now?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay, I've just dialed it up.
See what happens.
Yeah, well, that's
quick
a
busy.
That's a quick busy.
It's a hinky busy.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it again. This is calling Keanu Reeves, who's starring in a football movie coming up this fall.
The Replacements.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised? Is it fall or is it this summer? It's going to be
like in a couple of weeks. Very soon.
I went to see What Lies Beneath last night.
How was that?
Scary. Very scary. That Michelle Pfeiffer, she's still easy on the eye, too.
I don't know if it's a problem with the telephones or what, but that we're not doing anything on the candle. Let's try Shatner.
Harrison Ford's, his face is turning into like a sack of potatoes, though.
Have you seen the haircut he has in real life?
Yeah, it's like weird.
Which is like a John Hinckley haircut.
It's very scary.
It looks like someone, just like a blind guy, just came at him with scissors.
And he just looks like he got out of bed in the whole movie.
Very spiky.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
All right, that was the Shatner number. You know, I don't want to say yet that these numbers are no good, because it could be these phones.
Picture yourself. Mr. Tambourine Man.
And she's gone.
Buster move.
Nope, neither one of those is panning out.
Okay.
Listen, sorry about that. That Keanu Reeves number does not seem to be operating.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you. The William Shatner number does not seem to be operating.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
All right, Shatner guy.
Bye-bye.
Little hanky when they give up that easily, too.
Exactly. Just going to say that. That's how I know we were being scammed.
That's how we wade through it. We wade through it and find out what's going on.
We just say to somebody, hey, you know, the number doesn't be working. Okay.
I called it just last week. I don't understand that.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I've got the phone number for noted NFL murderer Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis?
Yep.
I would only pay $5, though, for Ray Lewis's number. What are we ever going to ask Ray Lewis about?
I'm not really 100% sure.
Are you not really 100% sure what we ask him, or are you not really 100% sure it's his number?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's his number. I don't really know, aside from...
No, you know what? We can call anybody from the Redskins anytime. We got all the Redskins home.
Football players, local football players.
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I got Gary Berghoff, Radar, from...
Radar be what? Would you say $10? Yeah, Rob, I think $10.
No, I would have to vote $8.
$8 for
maybe
Radar?
Maybe we could compromise, $8.50.
$8.50?
$8.50. That's not enough. $8.50. It's a real number. I'd want $100 if it's
$10. Well, F you.
He didn't take that one.
What do you mean? The guy just said F you.
He didn't like it. He didn't like the fact that we were only giving up $8.50 for Gary Berghoff.
He was not pleased. The guy just dropped the F bomb. I just said F you.
F you. Hung up.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, this is Chicago Jerry Rudy's friend, and I'm going to kick y'all's ass if it's working out.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Charles Broyhill sucks ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of hostility right now as we're simply trying to gather some celebrity phone numbers.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a celebrity phone number for you.
I don't believe you. Who is it?
No,
don't start this.
Don't start this.
Work?
Don't start
my
this.
My first-time caller. I've been...
No, you're not a first-time caller. You're a many-time caller. Don't start this.
No, this is my first-time caller for real.
You're
a month ago.
You're such a liar.
I just started listening a month ago. My wife listens forever. This is the first time.
No, you're lying. You're the D's Nuts guy.
You're a D's Nuts guy. You have destroyed all.
You've never seen my number before.
You have destroyed all credibility. Simply because you're calling on a different phone number than you've called on before. Don, your clothes are here.
All right.
Don's clothing is here.
Lisa's bought me some clothing.
Hey,
what'd you get? What did you get me? You're not a first-time pro. What'd you get me?
I got the gray Nike sweatshirt. And
beautiful.
Want to thank Mike over at Galleons. I walked in, and I kind of looked around a second in the men's department. Somebody came up and said, may I help you? I said, I'm looking for just like a plain gray Nike sweatshirt.
I got 40.
And our plain Nike sweatshirt. And he said, gray? And I said, yeah. He goes, you must be Lisa, right this way. And he had it set out to the side.
Oh,
one of the
wow.
managers called and said to expect me, and your sweatshirt was ready to go. Mike, no pearl-handled guns. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll have to go in myself.
I got a whole case of 40 ounces.
Wow.
And it's a good thing you guys asked me to give her more than $20.
That's
the
right.
thing is, $32 for a goddamn sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sweatshirt. That's Jesus
Wait,
Christ.
You buy sweatshirts?
I go. You're like George Bush that just discovered the scanners.
No, you know what? We go to the Nike factory outlet.
Will you? Red Bull.
What are you talking about?
I believe he's talking about malt liquor.
Yes.
Fine quality 40-ounce bottles of
exactly.
malt liquor.
Exactly. My name is Mr. 40. This is my first. I never called. Before.
No, listen, Mr. 40, you call all the time.
Oh, this, I swear, is my first time.
Oh,
I got brown bags for the 40s and everything.
What is your favorite malt liquor, Mr. 40?
None. That's why they call me Mr. 40, not Mr. Red Bull, not Mr. 40.
You don't. You mean you drink them all?
I usually, my rule is the first one I see, I buy. Right now, I'm drinking. Hold on.
What are you drinking right now?
Hold on, right now.
It's in the bag.
St. Ives.
What is it, Mr. 40?
It's St. Ives right now.
I didn't catch that
What's
either.
The brand?
St. Ives.
St. Ives.
There you go.
St. Ives.
Crooked Eye. You call it Crooked Eye.
How about, do you like Colt 45?
Of course. I had one of those yesterday.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, you seem like a nice enough fella, but I know for sure you called us before.
No, I swear it's my first time.
No.
I started listening to you a month ago.
Okay.
This is my first time. Well, I'll be calling from now on. This is fun.
Come down to Club Element tonight, Mr. 40.
Now, I've heard you've been saying that's across the street from the MCI. Center.
Yes,
it has four sides. Which one?
Well, listen, I don't...
Sixth Street.
You need to draw your map? Thank you. Sixth Street, Buzz. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you. Whitey just told you. Sixth Street.
Okay.
Okay, see you there.
All righty.
All right, goodbye. You call all the time. I know he does. That's the regular D's Nuts guys.
That was Buzz, the honky MF-er helping out Mr. 40.
Mike show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Mo.
Buzz.
I've seen Don too.
Oh, you're my. Included.
And I watched him grow.
Oh, now it's about me.
He has fungus like I'll never know. And I think to myself, what an ugly green toe. Babaloo-ba-ba-la-bo. Yeah, I think to myself, what an ugly green toe.
The longer.
All right, I'll accept that. Thank you.
I'll take that.
And the earlier call was simply a preview that he was
setting up.
Call later.
Satchmo was going to call us.
Satchmo's coming.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz, I wanted to wish you a happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you, Fez. Appreciate it.
Hey. Something to say.
What, yes? Fez?
Hey, Buzz, when we come over, I'm going to bring Charlie Stoss with me and we can have a bath.
That almost sounds like Tom Gavin.
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got Don Knott's phone number.
Now, well, we've interviewed him recently.
We've had him on the show. No, thank you.
All right. How about Lois Lane?
Which Lois Lane?
Here's the first one, Phyllis Coates.
You mean that old bitch from the black and white Superman?
Yeah.
No, please.
No, that really would be. I mean, we have to remember yesterday. That's what we have to do.
Why do I think that both of those phone numbers, they pick it up and go like, hello, City Moore? For both Don Knotts and Lois Lane?
You probably get a desk outside their room.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a phone number for you.
Who is it?
It's the voice pager for Merton Hanks of the 49ers.
No, come on.
And pagers don't count.
Not right. Thick enough. If somebody gave us Latrell Sprewell's pager yesterday, it turned out to be bogus, too.
But even if we got three, what would you get? A beep, 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 beep.
Right.
That's it. Right.
And why would they call back? They don't recognize the number.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Got Jason Weiner's phone number from the Blame Game.
On MTV?
On MTV.
No, thanks.
Not thick enough?
No, thanks. Not thick enough.
Honestly,
the more I think about it, if those people at Galleons obviously were listening to the show,
yes,
and they knew who Lisa was, Why didn't they just spiff me the sweatshirt?
Free plugs.
I agree. Why didn't they just spiff me the shirt?
Who's Galleon's number one competition?
probably maybe Champs.
I don't know that you want to say anything the next month or so about Galleons. I think they're a fine place.
I'm not saying anything bad about them. I'm just saying, like,
they're just running. They're running.
No, I don't care.
Oh, they're fine sponsors
they're
of fine, the show.
They're great sponsors. That's fair. They're such great sponsors. How come they didn't give me the shirt for free? I mean, I didn't understand. I didn't ask for it for
you
free.
You didn't ask for it, but right. They were listening.
I threw out the name Galleons. I sent her Galleons. She walks in. They know who they are. They got the shirt. I mean, I thought the next thing she was going to say was, and the manager called me over and he said, you know, thank you for thinking of us here. Thank you for the plug. Here's a sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, Lisa, go back and get my $32 back.
It's a good idea.
Lisa?
Where's she at? Well, I'm going to work her today. Really going to work her today.
Absolutely.
One of my bitches.
Hi, Lisa.
What's up, Brown Sugar, or whatever your name is? That's my gorgeous Don. I'm his bitch.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's terrific.
Go back to Galleon and talk to the guy who you talk to and tell him I'd like the shirt for free.
Really. I swear to God I'm serious.
Okay.
Because obviously they were listening. Yeah. I mean, don't feel bad because you're not the prick that's asking for a free shirt.
And all you know, the worst thing that happens, the guy says no, and you have to come back and report that, and then...
Should I put on my shirt I'm going to wear tonight?
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
No. Why let him see that?
That's true.
You're right.
Why let him see that?
All right. I'll be back with $34.60.
That beautiful bounty.
Now, if he's listening and paying attention,
right,
he'll be back there with like three or four new sweatshirts for you.
Correct.
And a gun for me.
Pearl Man revolver.
Hello, Don.
Like hat and hat.
You know, it's not really even that I want it for free.
It's just an experiment.
Yeah.
The power of the show.
It's fun.
It's wonderful.
It's fun to think about Lisa having to go back into the store now and say hi.
That's right.
Listen, you know that sweatshirt I just bought?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the money back? Because my boss wants it for free.
Absolutely.
Hello?
We've mentioned them several times.
Yeah, and listen, you know, not to be like a kid in a candy store. They started it.
Right.
Because I mentioned the name of the place, sent her in, they were obviously listening, had the thing ready.
And it's not exactly like we're talking about their number one high-ticket item either.
Right.
It's a plain gray sweatshirt.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I got a number for you.
Who?
Whitey Ford. 75 and pushing 80.
Again, no thank
not
you.
Not thick enough. Wait, these have to be updated celebrities.
Oh. Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you.
I wanted to know if you heard the poll on Entertainment Tonight last night about Kathy Lee Gifford.
Wait, a Pollock said something?
A poll. The poll. They polled the audience.
Oh, they polled the... I thought you were talking about some Pollock.
No. He thinks she sucks.
Now, what was the poll?
It was to see if the audience was glad or sad to see her go.
Yeah.
And their final results were 85% of the audience was glad.
Yeah, of course, and you got to know, it's probably Regis calling that 900 number like a million times.
I'm so glad she's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I've got a few numbers for you.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is the little fidget from the practice, Linda Hunt.
I don't think so. You know who that is?
Yeah, Linda Hunt.
No,
not thick enough.
No.
Okay, all right, here's my biggie, is Harrison Ford.
Now, Harrison Ford would be a $100 celebrity.
Okay, I could do it for
$100. $100 celebrity. How do you have Harrison Ford's phone number?
I'd rather not say.
Harrison Ford now on a a whirlwind publicity tour for his movie, so it'd be...
But wasn't he at the Letterman show just the other night? So this is his New York number.
Oh, he has a New York place?
Yeah.
Hold on, please. Hold on. It's Robbie? Yeah.
It's called a hotel.
Line number 6. What's possible he has a New York apartment? Hell, Ken Stevens has a New York apartment.
He might have a residence in New York.
It's possible.
Same apartment.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I called with Harrison Ford phone number because someone gave it to me last year and said it was his in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I put it in my address book because I thought it would be neat to have Harrison Ford's phone number.
Yeah.
But I never called it because I wouldn't want to be cussed out by Harrison Ford.
All right, hold on, please. Will you give it to us? Will you sell it to us?
Well, I would sell it to you, except that, and I would, but I already gave it to the person who answered the phone, and I haven't checked it, so I really don't know.
Oh, so you gave it to somebody?
I gave it to Toya.
All right, so that's good.
Right,
you have it, then.
Right. Hold on. Toya will run in with it. Hold on, please.
All right, I'm going to try the other Harrison Ford number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watch What Lies Beneath last night.
Yeah.
She is easy on the eye, that Michelle Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer? She's never done it for me.
I know, but she just still looks good. I like her. I don't know how old she is, but she's still...
40?
She's 40.
Yeah. I mean, I give you that. She's a piece of ass.
Yeah, she just...
She just... I don't know.
She got like a weird Joker smile. She's got an interesting mouth. A very unusual mouth.
Yeah. I'm sure she's good with that mouth.
Oh, I bet. Mm. Married to that TV producer.
David Kelly. Mm. Mister, I've got...
795-220.
Oh, we better... No.
You know what? That sure doesn't sound like Harrison Ford. That sure doesn't. Nope. You know what? Don't believe you on that.
No.
Nope.
All right. You want to try Linda Hunt?
No, thank
you. That one wasn't thick enough.
Goodbye.
All right.
All right, let's try the other Harrison Ford number. Because I think I did read that he does have like a ranch in Wyoming or Montana, something
very good.
Like that. That's the Hollywood thing to do, right?
Sure, you have your ranch.
He's in the... Yes, hello, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the air right now. We hope you don't mind that. We're looking for Mr. Ford.
He's not here.
Okay, but this is his number?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, hold on. How do I know that this is just not some schmuck friend of the guy who called us up, though?
Yeah, we have no way of verifying it.
No, we don't.
This is Harrison Ford's number?
Who is this?
This is the Don and Mike radio show.
We're a national radio show.
And we'd like to be friends with Harrison Ford because he's a big movie star.
We don't have any celebrity phone numbers. So
we need to update our list.
So we're asking our listeners to call. We said we would pay $100 for the best number. We probably would never use it. But we just wanted to have a big celebrity's phone number.
Oh, I wish I could say it was, but that my name's John.
Your name is John?
Yeah.
John what?
John Kelly.
John Kelly.
John Kelly.
So does Harrison Ford ever hang out at this number?
Yeah, I wish.
So it's not, he doesn't?
Didn't this guy say in the beginning of the phone, though, that it was Harrison Ford's number?
He said he's not here.
Of course he's not here.
Are you the caretaker?
Yeah, that's me.
Of the Harrison Ford Ranch?
Oh, well, maybe.
Maybe, huh?
Could be.
Yeah.
I'd have to check on that.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to pay the guy for this phone number.
We really have to verify.
We'll put it in the book, but for all I know, this is like this guy's college roommate.
Can you guys hold on?
And they're just doing the rope.
Yeah, we can hold on. We can hold on.
Mm-hmm. He's calling his friend right now.
We're not buying it. Let's find out.
Very cagey.
See what's going on. Yeah. But it's fun. It's still fun.
Oh, yeah. When you say Martin, who's that? Martin Lawrence? Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence's cell phone. Now, there's an interesting
Big Mama,
number.
Right? Wasn't that the recent
sure,
movie?
Yeah, yeah. Now this guy's gone. Harrison Ford's alleged houseboy is just gone. His Cato Kalen.
Using the alias John Kelly.
And you know, I don't know, with everything that I've read about Harrison Ford, you know, it's just all crap that I've read in the tabloids and stuff, like in People magazine.
Yeah.
I think he's a down-to-earth guy. I don't think he has, like, servants and stuff.
My sister, at her old place on the street for, was it Presumed Innocent? It might have been the movie. Mm-hmm. Presumed Innocent. They used one of the neighbor's houses, and he was really a nice guy. He met my niece. He met the family, and he was nice to everybody on the shoot when they were shooting on the street. All, you know, when a movie company comes into a neighborhood, everybody goes bananas.
Would like to make a call.
Oh, he hung up on us.
I just hung up.
But he was a really, that's what everybody said. He's very down to earth and a very nice guy.
Just hung up. Hello, is this the Harrison Ford guy?
No.
Oh, hold on. The lady. Is this the Harrison Ford lady?
Yes, I'm the Harrison Ford lady.
Well, you know, honey, I don't know. I can't pay anything for that.
Well, I don't need the money. Well, I need the money, but Don and Mike, I don't know. I never checked it, but on the other hand, when you did call, the guy did say, when you said it's Harrison Ford there, he said no. Now, if someone called me and said, is Harrison Ford there, I would have laughed.
No. All right, hold on, I'll give you a prize. You know, I'm not going to pay her. What brains?
I'm just saying, you only said Mr. Ford. I don't think it's that very likely that it's his place.
Rob just paid.
I'm just going to give this lady a prize.
It's like it's coming out of Rob's pocket.
Yes.
Right. No, love this lady. I think you should give the lady two prizes. I just don't think it was that silly.
You don't mean that, though.
No, you don't.
You don't need to give me any prize.
You're very transparent. No. You don't want a prize?
Well, okay.
Okay.
Of course, you're glad she's taking the prize.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama.
With your great affiliate, WABB.
Well, honey, enjoy your free nachos from Taco Bell. See, Rob, I showed her.
Rob L.F. Spiewak, listener's friend.
I gave her nachos from Taco Bell.
That won't put you out too much, will it, Rob?
No, I think that'll be all right.
Thank you. Beautiful. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on New York, so could you just play the This Little Girl Has Not This Thing, because I love that sound clip and I want to record it.
Are you calling from New York City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. What do you want? You want
this little girl had knockers.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Oh, I think I might have Craig Shepherd's, the one brother in A River Runs Through It.
The what?
Who?
The movie The River Runs Through It.
No, at first I don't think we've ever heard of that guy, and that's an awful cell phone you're calling on.
Craig Shepherd.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys, I want to help you out today.
Who's the number?
I have the WWF wrestler and Ultimate Fighting Champion Ken Shamrock's number.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. What's
Don and Mike,
my brothers?
I'm going to help you out today.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I have Martin Lawrence's phone number.
Is this the guy with the cell phone?
Yes, I have a cell phone number.
All right, hold on, please. Hold on.
All right, we're going to see if we can call. What's up? Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, tell him he should think about suing those Budweiser guys. Martin Lawrence said was up on the TV show.
Yep, Martin.
That was his thing.
Right.
You have reached Cellular One. We're sorry, but we're unable to process your call as dialed.
Yeah.
Please.
Sorry, can't verify it.
All right.
I guess we just get to keep it for free. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is the Hammer, Don and Mike.
Yes, Hammer.
I got Latrell Sprewell's cell phone number.
All right, I've got it written down here. Hold on, please.
Now, this could be legit. I read in the New York Post today that New York businessmen are getting a kick out of passing this number around and calling to hear his voicemail message.
All right. All right, then we'll see if this, in fact, is Latrell Sprewell. Although, if people are passing this number around, I bet he's going to change it.
Probably by now.
Probably already has.
We'll see. With great anticipation.
I don't think we're going to get anything.
Usually after four.
Let's see. No. Nothing.
Hello?
Hello?
Latrell? Don?
Mr. Sprewell. Hello?
Latrell?
Latrell?
Hello?
I would have choked him too. Hello? Are you there?
Okay.
Nope.
That's that.
Work it out. Okay.
We
got nothing.
Okay, wait. I have another number for you.
What else?
Please take my second number. It'll be better.
Well, what is it?
It's Latrell Sprewell, but I might have given it wrong to the person who answered the phone. That's my bad. Try 917.
Okay.
Now, wait.
I'm not on the radio, dummy.
And who is it? Is it the same guy?
It's Latrell Sprewell. The Hammer messes up sometimes. I think I gave
the Hammer
your 7. I have 2 917 numbers.
Hold it.
Okay.
God.
You know, forget it.
No,
too much of an idiot.
Forget it.
The Hammer is an idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hammerhead.
A story about the movie, man. His name is Chuck Stussel, and he lives in his van. He likes to give baths to little kids, and his dream is to open pedophilia land.
Thank you. Lisa is already back. Or did you never go?
I called on the phone and talked to the gentleman, Mike, and I said, hey, you know, we're really honored that you guys were listening, and Don was pleased to hear that the sweatshirt was ready to go. So he thinks that he should get the sweatshirt for free, and I was wondering if I could come and get his money back. And he said, as much as I'd like to give you the sweatshirt for free, I can't do that. You're more than welcome, you know, to come back, whatever. If it's a price issue, you know, I'll talk and see what I can do, but I can't get the sweatshirt for free.
I believe she is quoting the guy. Lisa, yeah. That's as close to an exact quote as I've ever heard.
So do you want to call him and talk? No?
No, I mean, it's not that important to me. It's just, you know, the next time that I'm going to be needing something, the next time that I'm out on my own buying something, I
right. Go to Timberland.
Yeah, I'll go somewhere else besides Galleons. That's all.
Sports Authority.
That's all. It's not a big deal.
It's no big deal.
No big deal.
Your feelings are hurt, that's all.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. I can't say I blame you.
Like you couldn't give away a free shirt. Like Galleons can't give away a free shirt.
Not like we haven't rolled in there on our own a couple of times.
Sure.
Cotton.
It's okay, though.
Absolutely.
That's right, Buzz. It's just regular old cotton.
Right.
With a Nike swoosh on it.
I bought a weight bench there.
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, a major, major purchase. Big set of weights.
I'm just going to talk to a guy who's very high up in the Galleons chain. Maybe you've heard of his name. His name is Brian Cosgrove.
Oh, boy, it's going to hit the fan now.
That's right, Mr. Cosgrove.
Yeah. And I think perhaps the problem was Lisa was talking to
an underling.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sounds to me like perhaps talking to a junior executive, not a higher up like Cosgrove.
It was just an experiment, really. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got phone number.
Just, I'm never walking in that store again. Yeah, who is it?
Jason Williams, Sacramento King.
The white guy?
Yeah, white chocolate.
Right. I don't know. Hold on a second. You know, we got to do a break. I don't know. Now, the guy's calling back. Is this the same guy that turned us down, the $8.50 for Gary Berghoff?
Yeah, it's me. I'm ready to compromise.
What is your compromise?
$45.
Unacceptable.
No.
It's a real number.
And you know what? You said F you, so you know what? I'm taking this number. I'm stealing it from you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Then you owe me $45. No. $8.50.
No. No, F you.
No.
God. He did it again.
Just dropped the F-bomb again.
Angry again.
Are we calling Radar?
Yeah.
The very talented Gary Berghoff.
It's a real number, Don.
Want to talk? One of the original oversized heads.
Gary Boogeroff. See if he's there.
Hello?
Right. What if Harry answers?
Hello? He can't come to the phone. He's with me. He's in bed. He's sleeping.
Well, now, where would Gary Berghoff be?
I can't come to the phone right now. When you hear the beep, leave a message.
That's not Gary Berghoff. Not by a long shot.
It's not him.
No.
Absolutely not. Not a chance. Okay, well, this has totally failed today.
Yes, it has.
Well, you know, maybe... maybe the Harrison Ford number was legit.
Yeah, that's the only one. And you know what? The only one that has a chance of being legit was the biggest star, so that's not
right.
bad.
So maybe we did all right with that. We got to do a break. When we come back, get to the guy who ate his underwear. Okay? Great. That's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Some decisions are just too important to be made without fear.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Balbrene to tell you more.
Tonight, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking. Or take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8. And you got to be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
All right.
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
They wonder if you're listening to me. Don Geronimo and Michael Mayer.
All right, we're going to have to put a moratorium on these celebrity phone numbers, okay? Because now they're just, that's all we're getting now is calls about this. We have, you know, we're going to have to do this off the air, okay? So many of these calls. Stan Lee, the guy who made up the X-Men.
Right.
Yes. Leonard Nimoy.
Oh,
Spock. Robin Leach, which would be no big deal. We've had him on the show a million times.
And Robin Leach would be like going through the, you know, list in need of updating.
Mickey Rooney.
Now we're talking.
Courtney Cox.
That's big. That's a big one.
That might be a $100 one.
I think so. I think that would be a good one for $100.
Okay. You know what? I want to call the Courtney Cox one. There was one I called off there. It was Courtney Cox. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to pod down the telephone because she gives out the number.
Okay.
She says, hi, you've reached blah, blah, blah.
And you know, when you get Courtney Cox, you probably get David Arquette.
Or did they split up?
No, they're still together. They're very much together.
But you listen to this and tell me if this sounds like Courtney Cox. I'm going to have to pot it down when she gives out the phone number, okay? I just called it a second ago, and I was unable to decide.
For God's sakes, Courtney, answer the phone. Please.
There it is.
Hello, this is 27. Leave your name and number after the beep, and we'll give you a call back. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Could be.
But not likely.
You don't think so?
No, I think she's got a higher register.
Okay.
Then
sounds like an older woman.
I'm sure this is a scam, too. Somebody called and said this is Britney Spears' cell phone.
Hello, Britney. How are you? It's Don and Mike, your new friends. We've called
to make friends.
I'm sure this is a scam.
Now, this is what I didn't call.
So I don't know. And then Courtney Cox, I don't know.
You don't know. I mean, there's definitely a question mark, just like with Harrison Ford.
You know, as the monkey sang, I'm a believer. I think that might have sounded like Courtney Cox. Oh. Please.
And sometimes my friends come to the phone, and this is one of those times. So leave a message at the beep, maybe
they'll
call you back one more time.
This sounds like
somebody
who bought this at Spencer
Gifts,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because Britney Spears on her cell phone would have her music.
Right.
Choose a short message to be displayed on the cellular phone of the person you are calling. Press 6 now.
Nope.
Hello, Britney.
Hey, eat one.
Signed, Rob Griffey.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and message review.
Hey, eat one. Signed, Rob Griffey.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery,
no, urgency.
Press 1. Urgent. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Urgent. Thank
you.
Okay.
Your message has
yeah, okay.
been sent.
Thank you. All right, do this. Maybe we'll get some good numbers out of that. We thank everybody for calling.
Good.
Now, this comes from Pennsylvania, and more specifically, the story came from one of my favorite websites. I'll be glad to give them a free plug right here. ilovebacon.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the story, the website that had all those great topless pictures of Kathy Lee, or not topless, but where she was wearing the clothes where you could see her nips through her
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, when she went through that period in time where she was wearing tight-fitting tops.
So that's where the news story came from. We did some investigating and got the guy's phone number. I don't know if he'll take the call, but here's the story. Man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer.
Good job. always worked for me.
An 18-year-old man tried to eat his underwear in the hope that the cotton fabric would absorb alcohol before he took a breathalyzer test.
Yeah, the cotton soaks up all the booze juice.
David, I don't want to say the guy's last name, was subsequently acquitted of a charge of driving impaired because he blew 0.8, the legal limit.
Was the last name Hainline?
No, Mike.
All right, very good.
The testimony broke people up in the courtroom Thursday afternoon. let me see. He was collared by the police after he ran from his vehicle, which had been seen weaving down the highway. While sitting in the back of the patrol car, the man started to eat his underpants.
Excellent.
He ripped the crotch out of his shorts, stuffed the fabric in his mouth, and then spit it out. A class of law students from William E. Hay Composite High in court as observers was removed by the teacher when testimony enlivened the proceedings. The grade 11 and 12 students had difficulty maintaining their composure. People were leaving the courtroom in tears with their eyes trying not to laugh.
Sure.
Oh, all right, well, we have the guy's phone number.
See if it's true. Be very interesting, and, you know, and I'd like to know where he got the idea, where he somehow thought, you know, alcohol does make the brain do strange things.
To eat your underpants.
If I eat my under, the cotton will, you know, because otherwise I think he thinks clearly.
Yeah,
the rest
yeah,
of the
absolutely.
Time. Well, I still think even if you're a little loaded, I mean, that's, you know, you're thinking.
Who's loaded?
Hello, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We are looking for a hello.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, that was a hang-up.
All right, I guess that's not
going to
work.
That's why I hate having to ask people if they mind going on the air with us.
Would you like to talk to us, Mr. Right. Scholarship winner?
Here you go, Rob.
Yes.
Congratulations. Call them right here. Use the hotline.
Now, see if they want to go on the air with us.
Just pick up the phone.
See if you want to go on the air with us.
Pretend you're a producer.
This is the slick producer, Rob Spiewak.
The guy's name is David. That's his first name.
Uh-huh.
David the Underwear Eater.
Hey, it's David the Underwear Eater.
What is that, like a Peter the Meter Eater? Is that what you were thinking? Ah, Peter the Meter Eater.
Peter the Meter Eater.
We'll see if they pick up the phone now. You get anything there, Bob?
Answering machine.
Answering machine. What's it say?
But if I leave a number, they'll get back to us.
Does it say David?
Name. No.
No name. No name?
Eh.
Crap.
No names, no lies.
Still a funny story, though.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dave. This is Al Choid. Listen, we read your nutty story in the paper, and we think we can have a lot of fun with this and spread the good word about what you've done with undergarments. Call me, huh? I know you want to. 703-691-1900. David, call me.
Why does he give up the business line?
Good story. We'll make something happen, and bye.
It's the only one. He's got that kind of brain. That's the number he remembers.
Right.
Isn't that true? Isn't that the reason you give out the business line?
I honestly don't know the request line for this show. But
see, he has...
How can he
knowledge? Unbelievable.
How can he know all of the people on the Donna Reed show,
right.
But he doesn't know the telephone number for the radio show he works
Isn't
on?
Isn't that the
I never
charm?
Call it.
That's the thing that makes him him.
That's the savant of Rob
it's
Spiewak.
It's phenomenal.
I never have to call because I'm here.
That's right, absolutely.
Who played Eddie Haskell?
Ken Osmond.
Thank you.
Who was the littlest girl in the Partridge Family?
Susan? Wasn't it Susan?
Yes, but what was her real name?
Oh, God, that I don't know. I'm sorry.
It was Yvonne DiCarlo.
That's Hello. Right, and she knows the phone number to this show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Oh,
all right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I got a couple of phone numbers for you.
Oh, no, we're all done with that now.
No, Cliff Robertson, Mike Farrell, Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor's old news for us.
We've already got his number.
Mike Farrell?
You mean that old guy from MASH? No, thanks.
That's when MASH turns sucky.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show. Hello?
Well, I don't know if these people hanging up or if the phone's going bad again. Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Chris.
Yes, hi, Chris.
I have James Gandolfini's phone number.
Now, that one I'd pay $100 for.
Tony Soprano would be pretty cool.
Wow.
How do you have Tony Soprano's phone number?
I'd rather not say, really.
No, you know what? I'm tired of people saying that.
Okay.
If you got the number, just tell us. How'd you get it?
I have it through my place of employment.
Oh. And what is your place of employment?
It's a pretty big company.
And you think you'd be fired if you revealed it?
Yes.
But we don't know who you are.
Yeah, there's not a chance. Just tell us what company you work for. Otherwise, how can we believe that you really have Tony Soprano's phone number?
I work for a company. See, I don't know. Could I play off the air?
But doesn't this guy seem too dumb, like to be working at HBO or something?
He seems shady.
I'll explain it all off the air.
All right, you don't want to be on the air, you want to explain it off the air.
Hold on,
that's fair enough.
Hold on.
I guess if the guy's legit,
sure.
He doesn't want to lose his job.
You're not on the air. So where do you work? For who? Okay, and how do you have his phone number?
Oh, all right.
Okay, that's a good answer. Hold on.
Okay, good. Then now it's legit.
On,
we can protect him.
All right, give me the answer. Give me the number. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, please. No, all right. Now, I don't want to get that guy in trouble. No.
Okay, good, but you think it's legit what he said? His place of employment is kind of legit?
Yeah, it's 100% legit.
All right, very good.
And frankly, if I was doing business with this company,
mm-hmm.
I would be pissed if they were giving out my phone number.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Some schmuck who works in the office is calling a radio show giving out my number.
All right, then we'll keep it
too.
A secret then.
So let's try to call Tony Soprano.
Calling Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, who I understand is a very private guy.
Yeah. Right.
And we're going to get whacked.
Right.
Or we could make a new friend.
Well, if we get in trouble, we'll just tell the guy at the company gave us the number. Always got to have a fallback position.
This is Jim. Please leave a message. Thank you.
That's him.
That's it.
That's him.
That's it.
Hold on. I got to call it back just to hear it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Quick.
I don't know if I want to leave him a message.
I don't think we should leave a message.
No.
No.
However, you have just earned $100.
Congratulations. The first successful one today.
That's good.
Thank you.
God damn, that's good. Hi, this is Jim. Leave you now. Imagine that. I never thought of him as a Jim.
No, James or Tony.
Yeah. All right, well, you get $100.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right.
Just a second.
Call it back. This is pretty cool.
So now we have Tony Soprano's phone number. Just in case.
Sometimes, you know, when you call back quickly. That's the key to getting a pickup.
Hi, this is Jim. Please leave a message. Thank you.
All right. I'll leave him a message.
Okay.
That scares me too much.
Fantastic.
All right, so there's the...
Who knows, at a later date, maybe we can get Darian.
James Gandolfini.
Very exciting.
Cool. All right, very good. I'll tell you during the commercial where the guy works and how it was... As soon as he told me, it was obvious he was not bull-assing us.
And obvious from the call.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, he got it.
Very good.
Listen, we're up on a break. Want to try to give away some tickets right now
for this weekend scrimmage with the Washington Redskins and the Baltimore Ravens.
Very good.
At FedEx Field. So if you live in either D.C. or Baltimore and you want to go, and the reason that these tickets are valuable is that in every other city in America, when teams have a scrimmage, it's free. Or like in the case of Miami, where Frieda and I just were down in South Florida.
Right.
We read in the newspaper that the Dolphins were having a scrimmage, and the cost to get in was that they had a charity.
Right.
And as you walk through the door, if you wanted to give a couple of bucks, you could give a couple of bucks.
Very nice.
Well, here in D.C., they're charging regular season ticket prices to come out and see the Redskins scrimmage the Ravens on Friday night. So we bought a bunch of tickets.
Not a preseason game.
Right.
A scrimmage.
Right. 7-on-7 scrimmage.
Very good.
But to make up for the exorbitant ticket price, there's a free concert.
Right.
With Martina McBride, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Montel Jordan.
Yeah!
Now listen, I don't know. It sounds cheesy to me, but I know people are dying to go, and we spent the money.
Right.
We bought the goddamn tickets, so if you want to go, here's what we're going to do. The Highway Love Connection.
Excellent. This is a great event for two people to fall in love by.
And we have just a buttload of tickets. So girls, what you want to do, we always like starting with the girls.
We do indeed.
If you're in your car, or even if you're at a payphone, somewhere in a highly visible area, you're in the car, pull the car off on the side of the road, and if you're in a payphone, just tell us where you are. Call us right now on the toll-free, 877-365-3636.
We're going to give you the opportunity to meet that special someone.
Right, and you give out your vital statistics, and then you talk about your location or where you're parked or where you're standing. First guy that pulls up, if you like him, you're going to the Redskins-Ravens scrimmage with him on Friday night at FedEx Field.
That's right. That sound you hear will be the stampede of male feet.
So girls only calling in now from cell phones or pay phones. Phone number 877-365-3636. We'll take your calls right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, penis, penis. Vagina, vagina, vagina.
No empty-headed,
it's
ball
mothers.
Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Balbanek to tell you more.
Tonight, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking, so take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8, and you got to be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
They're marvelous, sappy bastards. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
This is the story of
the patron saints of jizz. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Big show tonight, Club Element in D.C. We will see you there. All right. We should hit the stage at about 8:30 tonight. Okay. I don't see how a girl from Georgia is going to play this game today.
Yeah, I mean, she'd have to drive a long way to go to the scrimmage.
The tickets are for the Redskins-Ravens this weekend.
Right. Quite an effort for her.
In D.C. Hello?
Hello?
Is this, Rhonda?
Yes.
Rhonda.
Hi.
Hey, honey, sweetie, you realize that the prize we're giving away is tickets to a football scrimmage in D.C.?
I'm ready to go.
So if you found another Georgian, a man who would be willing to accompany you, you'd come up to D.C. and go to the game?
I'd be delighted to go to Washington and see this game.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me go to somebody local first.
Okay.
Transportation provided by Ron.
Hold on just a second.
Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Marsha.
Hi, Marsha. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Marsha. Okay. From Baltimore. She can play the game.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
We have tickets for the Redskins scrimmage with the Ravens Friday night at FedEx Field. Marsha, how old are you?
30.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm a huge football fan.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I'm a kind of a cross between who's the girl in X-Files?
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson and Courtney Thorne Smith.
Ooh,
that's a nice combination.
Wow. So you think you're hot?
I think yes. I've been told once, twice. I can't judge that type of stuff, though.
Do you have a girlfriend there, or did you just have the radio turned up?
No,
I'm on the street.
Well, you're on the
right
street.
Next to my car.
She's on the street.
She's
Mike.
Walking
she's
the car. Walking the streets of Baltimore.
A street walker. So wait a minute. Hold on. Are you in your car phone or are you at a payphone?
I'm at my car phone, but I'm outside my car. It's a cell phone.
All right,
I'm
I got
like standing
you.
Right next to my car.
Marcia, what happened in the last relationship you were involved in?
It just didn't work out. Guy didn't have a sense of humor. I can't have that type of thing.
Bastard. Okay, Marcia. And what are you looking for in a guy to take you to the scrimmage?
I would like a guy who knows a little something about football, has a good sense of humor, doesn't take himself too seriously, and prefer good looking.
Oh, you'd prefer? Oh, see, you were going great until that last thing.
You almost had our average listener until you got to that prefer good looking.
Well, somewhat good looking.
Somewhat. Okay, you know, she left the window open. Somewhat good looking.
Would you accept a heavy man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're usually the most fun.
All right, excellent.
Wow. Great.
And, Marcia, what's your location?
I am on North Charles Street at the 800 block. If you know where the monument is, the Washington Monument thing, I am right in front of that.
The
right
Washington
this,
Monument
like
thing.
Wait. Are you calling us from Baltimore or from D.C.?
Yeah, it's not the Washington Monument, but it's the
I know what you're talking. Are you talking about the in the middle of Baltimore when you're coming up from Pratt Street, the monument that looks like the small version of the Washington Monument?
Yes, that's it exactly. Near, I am on the block right above
so
that.
She's down by the Inner Harbor on Charles Street,
she's
right?
Close. Yeah. She's heading back towards Baltimore near a restaurant called Tio Pepe.
Past that. I'm actually in front of the restaurant Ruby Lounge right now.
You're funny. It all comes back to food with you.
It does indeed. I had a great meal there. Tough to get a cab afterwards, though.
Okay, very tough.
So, Marcia, you're on Charles Street.
Wonderful evening.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
What kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a tan Monster Protege.
Okay, we're going to give you 60 seconds to sell yourself now. Talk about your location. Talk about your personality. Talk about what you're looking for in a guy.
If I'm familiar with this neighborhood, also, when the sun goes down, you might be able to buy yourself a nice piece of ass.
Man, you got to fill up all 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. And who knows? Maybe Mr. 40 will come by to see you. There you go. 60 seconds. Go. Go, Marcia.
Hi, guys. My name is Marcia. I am on the 800 block of North Charles Street in front of a great restaurant called Ruby Lounge. I love football. I love to have a good time. I am not the worst looking person I've ever seen. But if you're interested in going to a football game with a girl who actually knows a little something about football, it would be a very, very fun time. Again, I'm on North Charles Street. If you know where the big monument is, I am just right above that. There's lots of parking spaces right across the street. Again, very, very fun time if you want to come see me. Is that 60 seconds?
No, you have 20 seconds to fill.
I have 20 seconds. Okay, I drive a tan Mazda Protege. Sitting right here, it's not raining anymore, so it's a perfect opportunity for you to get out of your car, meet somebody new.
I like Marcia.
And have an exciting Friday night at a football
game.
Like
she might be high maintenance.
Football, what more could you want?
That was just my observation. Marcia, we're going to leave you in play. We'll come back to you and find out if you found a fella, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
You didn't like her, did you?
Just a little high maintenance. That was just my gut feeling.
Yeah, I suppose. I always kind of miss that.
But who knows?
Yes.
You know, I could be wrong. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Oh, is this the reporter?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hold on a second, please.
Hold on. We love the print media.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Now the other girl hung up.
We have a reporter on the line?
Yes, from Greenville Magazine.
Ah. Is that like the magazine for the city, I guess?
I guess. Hello.
Is it a glossy?
I don't know. Don and Mike Show. I don't know dick about this. I really don't.
It's like every other interview we do because nobody tells you dick about this.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this a real magazine?
Yes, sir. It's a real magazine and it's a glossy.
And what is the cover price?
What is the cover price?
How much does the magazine cost?
$13.95.
How much?
$13.95.
How often does it come out? Weekly? Monthly?
It's a monthly magazine.
It's a monthly magazine. And are you planning on doing a flattering piece or an unflattering piece about how shocking and nasty we are?
It depends on how nice you are to me. We'll see. What happens?
Well, frankly, honey, we don't need the publicity that bad.
I know that
so,
you don't.
So either you commit to us now to write a nice kiss-ass piece about us, or this interview shall be terminated.
We have a horrible track record with print journalists.
Yeah, yeah.
We find them uh-huh. totally disingenuous.
The lowest form of life.
Absolutely dishonest.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You don't have such a good reputation either, so.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you, hon.
Here you go, hon.
There you go.
There's your article.
We don't have too good a reputation. You can write that as your headline.
Why don't you go eat one?
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway. Hello?
Yes.
Well, I just have a question for you.
You what?
I have a question.
Okay, let me guess. Is it one of those dumb questions like, how did you guys meet, or how did you get started in radio, or how do you get away with the crazy shenanigans you do?
No, I'm not that dumb. Thank you, though.
Really? Okay, well, let's hear your enlightened question.
I'll try to do a little bit better.
You know, I'll tell you right now.
I know.
I'll tell you, I don't even know why we're going through the exercise.
I just want to hear what our opening question is.
All right.
I'm just going to tell you, you guys are really, really popular down here.
Well, we're very paranoid, too. We're very popular in Washington, too, but it hasn't prevented most print journalists from writing a lot of nasty stuff about
it. Let's hear your opening question.
My opening question is, do you know anything about Greenville? About the area?
Yes, no. Absolutely.
We're right in the heart of the Bible Belt, right?
We love Greenville, and we know we actually, we've been there several times.
What do you keep an eye into her for?
Because I want to.
No, we don't know anything about it. What's your next question?
About it. Okay, well, we're kind of in the Bible Belt, right here in the South.
See? Now, this gives you a little more insight into where this article is headed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're doing this.
Not necessary.
Oh, come on. It's a fun exercise. We're not going to give her anything she's going to be able to print in the newspaper.
Yes, as soon as we answer questions, we are. Absolutely.
Well, let's try it and see. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
So listen, we're in the Bible.
Greenville.
Well, you're in the Bible Belt and you're immensely popular. How come?
Okay, see, that's a dumb question.
Okay.
Give me another one. Give me a real question.
That is my real question.
Move on to the next question, please.
Give me a real question.
Are you guys always like this?
Another question, please.
Another question?
I mean, ask a thought-provoking question, and perhaps we'll give you a real answer.
I think that was a real question. I think it's valuable for people to know why you're so popular. Like, why do people like you so much?
Why do you think we're so popular?
Well, I know why you're so popular, but I want to hear it from
you. Oh, you know why? Well, then why are you asking?
Then you have the answers to this interview.
Not necessarily. I'd like to hear them coming from you.
Well, I'd like you to tell us why you know we're so popular.
I think you're funny.
Thank you. People like that. Thank you. What is your next question?
I want to hear that come out of your mouth.
No, what is your next question?
You guys both have kids, don't you?
Well, do you listen?
Yes.
Well, then you must also know the answer to that.
That's true. Do they listen to the show?
Do you listen to our show?
That wasn't my question.
Well, see, all of the questions that you've asked thus far, you would be able to discern the answers by listening to the show.
Okay. And I've listened to the show.
This is a hatchet job just waiting to happen,
right,
man.
Absolutely.
It's like all of them. It's like there has never been a journalist in the last 5 years that has done anything
right.
Other than this. It's trite, it's overdone, and it always happens.
Well, let me tell you the sad thing about this is this piece wasn't going to be like that, but they might be messing up your chances.
Oh, you're scaring me.
Screw you.
You're scaring me, honey. Go ahead, write a bad story about us. You're really scaring me.
I wasn't thinking about it, but you know.
Yeah, you weren't going to, but now you are. Well,
right,
yeah. I will not sleep a wink tonight knowing that Greenville Magazine will be writing a slam article on us.
It's not going to be a slam article.
Why don't you tell them to send somebody who really is a journalist, who maybe has done some real research, and then maybe we would answer their questions.
Why don't they give me a break here?
But not some floppy-eared girl who's just come out of whatever prep school you obviously have just graduated from. You know, asking me questions like from an eighth-grade newspaper. I mean, what's next? What's my favorite color?
Maybe.
See? No thanks. We're not trying to... Remember, we're not mad at the dirt. We're mad at you.
That's very cute. Very intellectually based.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, very intellectually based.
Just like you. I mean, like, you didn't have a predisposed opinion of us before you even did this interview.
Actually,
you know, why don't you... Why don't you break the mold? Break the mold just once and be honest.
Like, because, I just said to you, I like the show. That's all I'm going to say. I don't have to defend my opinion.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
You know what? I mean, here's the luxury you have, and everyone should know this about what you do for a living, because it's happened to us before. Well, we've done interviews, and things have gone, when we were a little more naive, things have gone very well, and we thought things were fine, and then you pick it up, and it's a completely different things. And we have a track record. And if you think we're paranoid, yeah, we are paranoid.
And that's the reason we do it on the radio, because we would rather do it on the radio so everybody can hear that you're not asking us provocative questions, asking us about our show. You're setting landmines for us.
Which is, you know, when you go right to your kids, listen, you don't think that our listeners are bright enough to see that landmine, see that crap?
Your first moronic question is, because Greenville is in the Bible Belt, according to you? I mean, I know where you're going with that question. You don't think I know where you're going with that question?
So, I mean,
of course you know where I'm going. I expect that much out of you.
Yeah, but I mean, so why should, you know, you're saying I like this show. Well, that's fine, but you don't have any intention of writing, 20 pages on how you like the show.
Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I don't know how you know what my intentions are.
I thought it because of our track record.
We can tell.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you know something? And you know something? If we're wrong, we're wrong. But so be it.
But we're not wrong.
When you write me an apology, you know, I'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell me something, honey. What school did you go to get your degree in journalism?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Oh, so you can interview us, but we can't ask you a question on our show.
You would ask me a question.
Where did you go to school?
I thought that was a question.
I'm actually still in school.
Where did you go to school?
She's still in school.
Still in school. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. What grade are you in? 11th?
Oh, you're pretty funny.
Well, it's a legitimate question. Are you what
I'll
year?
I'll be a senior, thank you.
You'll be a senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, my turn now. Do I get a question?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, well, no. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
See, that was a fun little exercise.
It was. But you know how I feel about
people. I know, but I just wanted to go through it on the air.
I know, but I think I'm glad we did go through it on the air because they are a low form of life. You know, even if they're still in school.
You know what it is. Your show is only the Bible Belt, yet you are so popular. How can you possibly substantiate that?
Yeah.
And do your children listen to that?
Yeah, right. My 5-year-old, my 3-year-old listen every day.
Right.
Jesus. Just like your kid did when he was young.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Come on. We are God-fearing American. And then, you know what it would be? It'll be a list of all the stuff that we've had people do on the show before, which is blown out of proportion.
Sure.
You know, and it would be in somewhere there it would say that the show's number one rated in Greenville.
Right.
But then the article would end with saying, but that just shows how stupid people really are.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was lying. You know, I know why your show is so popular.
Because people like all the smut.
Yeah, please.
That's what it was. I mean, it's transparent. And it happens every time now. We just don't take the crap anymore.
We don't even send a real reporter.
Okay, I'm still in school.
Some girl in school.
Thanks so much.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Yeah, or I should say, thank ye.
Yeah, thank ye.
Thank you. That's a good, you know, we've done a lot of that off air, too, and it's a good chance for people to hear what we deal with. You know, the only difference with that one is we just, right up front. We had our defensive crouch.
Well, that's why we're a little paranoid. When the first, you know, when someone asks an interview, the first question is, you know, why are you funny? Why are you popular?
Right.
You're on in the Bible Belt.
Do your kids listen?
Yeah, come on. Please. Those are like a grade school question.
And as you put it, landmines, just traps.
Right.
So she can write a hatchet piece around it.
Did no research, please.
Well, now that you're talking to me this way, I cannot guarantee it would be a positive article.
Yeah, right. Like it ever was going to be.
Please. I got news for you. I wiped my ass with Greenville Magazine. You know what that is? Expensive toilet paper, honey. Why don't you print that? I'm sure they will print that.
There's your quote.
Yeah, there's the article right there.
They said, why do you have this feeling about print journalism? Well, it's called a track record.
Right.
It's called experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we just had a rookie there.
Yeah.
We didn't even have anybody who was really, you know, like gone to journalism school or anything.
Yeah, they're all crap.
Some of the pricks from the Post.
Jesus Christ.
It's just evil. Hello? You know, the difference between what we do, we have to do it right now, immediately. We're called on it immediately. There's no pretending we're one way and then going back and writing it a different way, which is what the print media is full of. I seriously think in media, it is the greatest job for a coward. In media, because you can sit there and go, hey, well, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Of course.
And then you go back and you know, tell everybody the way you really feel.
And then on the occasions when we've said something to a reporter, like, hey, how come that article got so effed up? They said, hey, man, it wasn't me. It was the editor.
The editor did it.
Don't blame me. I love you guys, but it's the editor that did it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You're right. Spineless. Please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Just want to tell you how crappy the Greenville paper is.
Well, I don't think she was
the magazine.
Is the magazine part of the newspaper?
It's totally low budget. There's like 4 pages of restaurant ads, and then it's all dating services for about 7 pages.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever.
I mean, you know, yeah. We've lived without that great publicity thus far in Greenville. Right. And if, you know, if she had come on and said, hey, you know, I've listened to the show, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, we would have entertained. I mean, I know you were a little defensive, but mm-hmm. I was willing to give her the chance, and I'm sure that you would have gone along with it. You saw that she was cool.
It would help if the riders were over 18, too, you know?
Yeah, right.
Please. Well, you know, it just, after about the fifth or sixth time, you just get to a point where, you know, it's so unoriginal. And, you know, I mean, when you read the newspaper and most magazine articles, it's just tough to get anybody that wants to take a new angle on this show.
Like having,
don't
one,
want to do it.
Like having one of the girls from Clueless interview you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Write me a letter of apology. Maybe I'll write a nice article about you.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, send me a letter when you get some hair between your legs.
Oh, dear.
But until then, John Benet, forget it.
Oh, my.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Marcia again.
Oh, I forgot about it. It's Marcia. Marcia in Baltimore. Marcia, were you able to find a fellow?
Actually, I did, but it started raining really hard out here, so I kind of had to go inside the bar.
So you're inside a bar now?
Yeah.
What bar are you inside, Marcia?
The Ruby Lounge. It's a martini bar.
She likes that. She likes that Ruby Lounge.
Okay, so do you want that to be your new location?
Sure, that'll be my new location.
Okay, so Marcia is inside the Ruby Lounge.
A martini bar, and after the eighth or ninth martini, she won't even care if a guy doesn't come by.
All right, hold on, Marcia. We'll come back to you, I promise. Shoot. Double shoot. S-word. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Steve from Greenville, South Carolina. I'm a damn Yankee.
Yes, Steve.
Hey, I tell you, don't... It's crazy how these people down here live, you know? You're, you know, Southern hospitality... As long as you have a Confederate flag in your yard, you're Baptist, and you're white, you get Southern hospitality.
Right.
You're a Yankee. Right. You're a damn Yankee boy.
He agrees with you. Thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what happened to all the girls to this contest?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we had like 5 or 6 lines with girls. I know that we strayed away for a second to, to talk to that reporter lady.
To have that wonderful dialogue with the reporter.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what can we do for you? What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm here in Greenville, man. We suck, dude. Greenville Magazine's a pile of crap.
All right, thank you.
Don't take their word for anything, man. You guys rule.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Oh, I don't know what happened to all the girls. I apologize.
All the girls. We have Marcia. She's at a martini bar now.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
I didn't want to let you throw a wrench into that chick that called from Greenville, but not everybody's like that bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Somebody calling from Greenville to indicate that not everyone is like that wonderful young lady.
I don't think that we said everybody from Greenville is like that lady.
No, we know that. We know we have a lot of fans down in Greenville that make this show number one.
She is simply a reporter. We do know that all reporters are exactly the same.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Hello.
Every single one.
Don and Mike show.
Y'all, we here in Greenville was wondering if you was in, since we was in the Bible Belt, we was wondering if you were in allegiance with Satan himself.
Right. Okay, thank you. That's the editor calling. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I have the Beat All celebrity phone number for you.
Oh, you know, I don't know what's happened to our little contest to have girls pull off on the side of the road.
We've got Marcia at the martini bar.
And we're about an hour past the celebrity phone numbers.
I know, but I was instructed to call back, so I followed Toya's instructions.
Who is it?
This is Neil Patrick Harris, television's Doogie Howser.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Please. Please. Eat my underpants.
Talk about overselling.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops, hi. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
On behalf of your fine fans down here in Greenville, we want to apologize for the whore who just called for Bob Jones. All of us are like that.
We have stirred up a bit of a hornet's nest in Greenville, South Carolina.
Everybody from Greenville doesn't have to call. Don't take it personally.
Don't worry about it. It was just between us because we were deliberately embarrassed in front of a reporter.
You embarrassed me in front of a reporter?
Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I'm not one of your fans.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Hey, Marcia?
Yeah.
Marcia,
hello?
I don't believe this, honey. You're the only girl that stayed on the line for this game.
Does that mean I get tickets?
Well, you got to have a guy show up first.
Oh, well, it's kind of rainy outside. I had a couple guys call the restaurant to tell me that they were trying to come stay here.
Called. That's the lazy man's way. Hey, honey, I'd love to date you, but listen, I can't make it down there through the rain.
You know what?
Still out there?
Actually, there is a guy here now.
Well, do you like him?
I don't know him. What's your name?
Take a look at him.
It's Brandon.
Take a look at him. Do you like the looks of him?
He is a very sharp-looking guy.
It's early happy hour, Brandon.
Flattering.
And did Brandon heard you on our show?
I'm assuming he heard me on the show.
I did hear you on the show.
Do you want to talk to him?
He sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like he's been in the martini bar for a while.
Put him on.
Hold on.
What's this, the RuPaul martini bar?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
How's it going?
It's going fine. So what do you think of old Marcia there?
I think Marcia's a fox.
She's a fox?
Yeah.
Really? How long you been there, Brandon? How long you been in the martini bar?
I just pulled up about 2 minutes ago. Ah.
Would you like to escort her to the Redskins-Ravens scrimmage?
The Redskins-Ravens scrimmage?
Yes.
That would be a good match.
Hey, Brandon?
Yes.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Sean Puffy Combs.
Sean Puffy Combs. Puffy Combs.
Got some interracial love happening here.
Fantastic.
Put her back on the phone.
Okay.
Put her back on.
Hi.
You white.
I actually had another guy show up, too.
You white devil.
Mm-hmm.
You white devil. Are you going to play the race card and take the white guy instead of the black guy?
How do you know, like, whether one's black or white?
That's true. We don't. No, it doesn't matter. Does it matter to you, Marcia?
Heavens, no.
All right, now, so you've got another guy that's shown up?
Yes.
Well, I do think that last guy was black since he said he looks like Puffy Combs.
Yes, I guess she's talking about the next guy that showed up.
Yeah, the next, what's your name?
Ed.
Ed just came by.
Ed.
Ed is wearing some sort of uniform. He works for the fire department.
Oh, fireman.
Fire department.
Fireman showed up.
How would you feel about going to the game with both of these guys?
With both of the guys?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never done that.
With both the fireman and the guy who looks like Puffy.
It sounds exciting.
Would you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, beautiful.
Fantastic.
We've got a three-way.
We've got a wonderful three-way for Marcia.
Excellent.
Hey, who is the celebrity that Ed most resembles, Marcia?
Ed does look like somebody. Who do you look like, Ed? He's a very sharp-looking guy. He's got a mustache.
He's got a mustache. We'll tell both Ed and Puffy that you're going to be taking both of them to the Redskins-Ravens scrimmage on Friday night.
I'm sorry. This guy says he looks like Rafael Palmeiro, too, who's a baseball player.
Rafael Palmeiro. Okay, that's very good.
Well, tell both those guys that you are taking both of them to the scrimmage.
Okay, I'm taking both of you guys to the scrimmage. All right. Great. Thank you.
All right.
Do you want to talk to Ed?
A party check. Excellent. I love that.
Taking both of you to the scrimmage and maybe both of you to my bed.
You have won three tickets for the Redskins and the Ravens tomorrow night, FedEx Field.
Tomorrow night?
Pardon me?
Tomorrow night or Friday night?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say tomorrow? No, yeah, it's Friday night.
Friday night.
You're okay. Right. I'm wrong. Along with tickets to the concert with Martina McBride, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Montel Jordan. Tickets are only $20 and available through Ticketmaster. Enjoy yourself.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your nice man sandwich. And hold on, please.
Thanks.
That's the very open-minded Marcia, who will be going with two separate fellas.
Wonderful. Open-minded, but as you had said before, definitively high maintenance.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
It's Friday night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Rhonda. You guys kept hanging up on me.
Rhonda down in Georgia.
Rhonda in Georgia?
I'm in Georgia.
Rhonda, listen, if you really want to go to the game, I'll just give you tickets. If you want to drive up to D.C., I'll give you a couple of tickets.
Well, yeah, because I don't know where my next load's going because I'm a semi-truck driver.
You're a truck driver.
Truck driver.
And she doesn't know where her next load is going.
If I was there, I know where my next load would be going. I promise you that. Well, Rhonda, then you don't even know if you'd be able to make it to D.C. on Friday night, right?
But see, I can request that I go north.
Really? What do you haul, Rhonda?
Produce, anything they want me to haul, I haul it.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, listen, Rhonda, if you would really love the tickets, I'll set aside a couple for you.
Would you?
Yeah, sure.
Breaker 19, you got the Rhonda the Rocket hauling a load of lettuce?
Hold on. Hold on, please, Rhonda.
Breaker 19, this is Rocket Rhonda. I'm hauling yeast.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a meeting in D.C., and when I was coming through, I came by the MCI Center,
saw all these people lined up, forgot what it was all about. There must be 150 people outside Elements already, just waiting to get in. It's only 5:30.
In the rain.
Excellent. Great. Beautiful. Thank you. We'll see you there tonight.
Right?
Why am I stuttering? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, you might want to ask for ID from that girl, Marsha.
Oh, Marsha said she was 30.
Said she's 30.
No, but it's really Marsha. And whether she's scamming you.
Why do you think that?
Well, perhaps I just stopped by there, and I could be, she could actually have been dissing me and not wanting to go out with me. I'll accept that. But she told me she was married, and she just won the tickets. I told her how the game played, and she said maybe I should just hang up, but she didn't hang up, obviously.
So, you went into the martini bar, and you spoke with Marsha, and you found all this out?
I pulled up on the street. She wasn't inside yet, and I ran in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that probably makes me a tattletale, but that's all right.
Oh, I don't know. So, you have, what was your point? Your point is, you said we should check her ID. Why should we check
her? Not a real name.
Oh, well, sometimes people don't give their proper name. That's okay, but you said she's married?
Maybe she was just rejecting me, and that's okay.
No, I mean, did she say she was married?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. And hold on. Hold on, please.
It's always a controversy.
It sure is, Mike.
This has been a phenomenally controversial break.
Jesus Christ. Well, let's call her up. Put her on the phone with her accuser.
Marsha.
Wireless. The cellular customer you have called is not available at this time.
No. Sure.
Please try your call again later.
All right, now her cell phone's not working. I don't know what to tell you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. How are you guys?
Who is this?
This is Amy. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Amy.
I just wanted to ask how you guys know whether or not some scammers is going to just come in off the street to pick this girl up.
What do you mean? Pardon me, Amy?
How do you know she's not gonna get assaulted by guys just coming off the street?
Well, that's a rosy way to look at life.
I know, but it's Baltimore.
Honey, we've done this contest for 10 years. We've never had a problem.
Oh, really?
Thank you for thinking that way, though.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask you a question. Are you guys ever gonna go TV?
Are we ever gonna go TV?
Yeah.
Well, we could make a videotape and send it to your house.
Oh, that'd be great.
Thank you.
I work in TV, so I'm doing a radio show and television. It's for VOA in Washington, D.C.
VOA.
Voice of America.
Yeah.
For all the troops overseas.
All right, that's where people who can't get hired at real radio stations or TV stations go to get a job.
I mean, I'm not lying about
you know,
that. That's the
know.
Truth. Are you by any chance related to that reporter down in Greenville?
Oh, no way.
All right, goodbye. Thanks a lot. But thanks for that assaulting thing. That really cheered us up.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, AC. Amy Cunning.
Oh, God.
Checking in today.
What's wrong with people?
I love Don and Mike show.
I have a celebrity phone number.
We still got Rhonda Hall in the East, though.
Well, we're done with that. Who is it?
Scott Gomez.
Who?
Scott Gomez.
Scott Gomez.
Who the hell is Scott Gomez?
Excellent. That's my thoughts exactly.
New Jersey Devils.
No. Thank you, though. Please, 1,000 times no. All right, we gave away some of the tickets.
Yeah, Marsha.
We talked to the reporter. I don't give a frig if she's married. We will be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. When people talk during the movie.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, this is certainly not the wackiest show we've ever done. I don't know. I mean, it's not like slapstick wacky. It's just
interesting.
Wacky. Not to mention the fact that it's not been too annoying doing the entire show tonight while Wendell is still trying to fix the telephones.
There's been a lot of activity in the studio both on and off the air.
Like crawling around on the floor during the break and then during the show he's pulling panels out of the side of the console. And at one point during the last break I just took my shirt off because I wanted to put my sweatshirt on.
I know.
And I was walking around here without my shirt on, and then I realized that I had to tuck my my underneath shirt.
Let me be the first person that works with you
into my pants
to say nice tan.
Thank you.
You got quite the tan happening.
I had to tuck the underneath shirt, the turtleneck, into my pants, and I realized I'm gonna just have to pull my pants down.
Do you know though that the look when we walk on stage tonight will now be quite a balanced attack? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the sweatshirt and the little Nike turtleneck happening. It's a good look.
And then you and Rob can have your own looks.
Oh no, I don't accept anyone wearing what I'm wearing. Rob will have to take his shirt off when we're on stage.
You're not going to let Rob wear a Hawaiian shirt?
Well, Rob informed me, and I think he deserves his props on this, that Rob has lost. Are you ready? 60 pounds.
Wow.
Rob Spiewak, 60 pounds lighter.
Oh, look at that.
So I'll be proud to be shirtless tonight.
There you go. Absolutely. Show those six packs.
Tonight at the Las Vegas Style Show, we will be celebrating, you know, it's Buzz's 25th wedding anniversary.
Yay.
For Buzz and Marcia, and it's also the birthday of Bath Boy Charlie Stossel, our movie man, who joins us now. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Don.
Why so tense, Charlie?
Me?
You're definitely tense.
Why are you upside today?
I'm not upside at all.
It's your birthday.
I'm coming in here.
How old are you?
36. Chronologically, 36.
36 years young.
No mail for you today because it's your birthday.
Oh, but there is mail. You're just not going to read it?
There is mail. We're just not going to read it today.
Go right ahead.
No.
Not an issue.
No, not going to read it today.
Is it prison mail?
It's not prison mail.
Ooh. Is it from Pat?
No, it's not.
Is it a new person?
Yeah, it's a new person.
Oh. Male or female?
A male.
Oh, shocker.
A new person. And I don't think that your birthday would be the right time to read the letter.
Ooh, is it an angry letter?
It depends how you interpret it.
All right.
Yeah. You seem very happy on your birthday. Are you happy? Are you having a good birthday so far? And you look like you know you're very relaxed because whenever you wear the camp counselor shorts, I know that you're very relaxed.
It's just been how the day has gone.
Ah, I see.
Have you not had a good birthday, Charlie?
It's been fine.
Now, come on, what's going on?
Nothing's gone wrong. I slept in. I picked somebody up at the airport. I went out to lunch. I came here.
That's imagine the sad, lonely life. Mm-hmm. Of a poor celibate bachelor.
That's sad.
Not by choice.
Celebrating his 36th birthday.
Sleeping in.
All alone.
Actually, that was a choice. Well, 8:30.
8:30. What time are you normally up at?
About 6.
Who'd you pick up at the airport?
A friend.
Male or female?
Female.
Old or young? I'm just kidding.
12.
I'm just kidding. I can't.
All right, you said it. We didn't.
I'm sorry.
She's 28.
You picked her up and she came in to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, she's here in town for a few days.
Is she coming to the show tonight?
No, she's going out to dinner with some other friends from around here.
Are you
going to
lay her?
Do you think I would really tell you that if that were going to happen?
Oh, God. Listen, you fly in some talent from out of town.
Talent from out of town.
You're a single, successful guy.
She's a friend. She's been a friend
for
a while.
That is the story of you, man.
Oh, no.
She's 28. She flies into town. You pick her up at the airport. And what's she doing tonight? She's going out with friends.
She's spending the night at my house.
Oh, she is?
Really? In your bed?
She is one of those remaining two or three pillars. You know, the few female friends.
I thought you swore off female friends.
I said the grandfather clause was in, and the two or three that I had.
Is she attractive?
I was into that. Yeah. Julia Roberts in Best Friend's Wedding.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You think
that good looking?
The scene in that movie where Julia Roberts has a cigarette and she's in the car going, I have to plan this and that, and I have no time. That is Michelle to a T.
You thinking about giving her some birthday pork?
It depends how drunk I get.
So if you get liquored up tonight, what are you going to do, attack her?
Oh, no, I'm always prepared. It's whether she is liquored up tonight. I think that's the key thing.
Hey, all right.
Well, good. Now you're talking. You're talking like you're going to get some tonight.
Wish she was coming to the show tonight.
Yeah?
Not a chance.
Should have brought her.
Not a chance.
So let's say you get home, you know, 12 midnight.
Yeah.
If she's there.
I have to go pick her up where she's going to be.
Oh, that's a sweet move.
Well, I have to and bring her home.
Sweet. The good planning, Charlie.
You going to drive up to the appearance with me and Rob?
I was planning on it.
Okay, yeah. After the appearance, we'll go pick her up, too.
No.
You can introduce you to your friends. Who wants some flapjacks right now?
So I hope tonight you won't be going out for the post-show meal with Mike and Rob. I hope you'll be going out for something else.
Will you be going to the post-show meal?
If time allows, sure, all right. Certainly.
And then pick her up after that.
We have set a pickup time of about 1:30 this morning.
Oh, then
you're fine. You're fine.
Pickup time at 1:30 a.m.
You really should call her because she might want to come along for something to eat.
I don't think.
I got a full-size car. There'd be plenty of room.
That would be terrific. No,
I really think it would be great.
Again,
thanks.
Who am I to judge because I'm not in your shoes? But I would think, If I was 36, hadn't been laid for
months,
you know, months, and there was a hot girl, a nice piece of ass waiting for me, I don't know if when I left the appearance I would go out to eat with Mike and Rob as opposed to getting in my car and driving
but
as
I
fast
also,
as I possibly could piece of ass.
I also know what the reality is, and if I had plans or didn't have plans to attempt anything, do you really think I'm going to share them with you?
And you may not be aware of what a slap nuts funny time we have when we go out to eat together.
We have a great post-meal.
Let me paint a picture for you, though. If she comes along, if you ask her to meet us, this is it. I'm dining with her. You two excuse yourself, okay? You go off to the men's room. I'm sitting with her alone. I'm starting into my pork chop. And as I'm chewing, I say, you know, Charlie's dying.
Instant sex.
You think so? You know, it did not work originally with the marriage with the lesbian.
You know, that's what you say, tonight when you're in bed, feel his nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel a lump.
Yeah.
And then Tom Green.
And you know, and that's something that she'll never be able to prove because right. She'll be down there, she'll be feeling your sack,
mm-hmm.
and she'll think that she feels
I am so happy she doesn't listen to the show.
How do you know she's not listening?
Oh, I know.
How do you know?
You guys are not in her top two or three. She's not a fan of the show.
Of all your friends, your female friends, your female acquaintances, serious, where is she on the look scale? She number one?
No, probably actually three.
Three.
If she's another one that doesn't like us, why doesn't she like us?
I just don't think that she appreciates the humor.
Have you ever discussed us with her?
Not to great degrees, no.
Really? So she doesn't like talking about dirty, sloppy sex?
No.
Mm. Big, smelly poops?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Farts.
Right.
Sponsored farts.
Right. Gotcha. Well, I think that... I think you ought to come out to eat with us tonight.
Well, I think I'm coming out with you guys anyway.
Yeah.
I'll pick her up later afterwards.
Yeah. You got to pop along for one of those trips, Don.
No, thanks.
We have
Mike.
A great time.
You
no,
come
thanks.
A little Italy if we ever
come yeah. to
Baltimore.
No, that's thanks. Where we really... The night we went no, to thanks. Little Italy and we did the Sopranos scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it was big fun.
Well, I plan on going home after the appearance.
A lot of fun.
Bang my wife. And bang her real hard.
Good for you.
Bang her real hard.
I'm sure that sex with you she could imagine nothing better.
It is pretty good.
I'm glad for you.
It's good, Charlie.
Very happy.
Oh, now you boys are starting to get a little catty now.
I have intercourse all the time with my wife.
I'm thrilled for you, Don. I'm very happy for you.
Full intercourse between adults.
I'm very happy for
it's
you.
It's fantastic. If I was you, I wouldn't even go to the show tonight. I would just run to get that girl, pin her down on my bed.
Rob's got some stuff in the back seat, so we're going to have to go three abreast in his car tonight. I just thought I'll pass it along.
Breath.
Shoot you for the hump.
Now, why wouldn't you tell us if you had some romantic plans with this girl? I mean, you've been very open describing your life, you know, up to this point.
And you've inferred a lot of wrong things as well. No,
like just, what?
You only make me out to be the biggest freaking homo God's ever put on the earth.
I don't see how you get homo and fag.
Oh,
we're talking about how you,
this show?
We're talking about how you want to get laid.
Pedophile. Let's talk about giving
you know, really,
a tall boy a bath. I actually had to sit him down and explain to him the bath comment last week.
You know, well, from everything I've heard on the show, from the time you started until now, I don't see any of that. I see adventurer.
Event, just like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fedora. Bullwhip. Amen. Bullwhip.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, so you wouldn't tell us anyway if you're planning on laying her.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well,
no,
why?
No. There's a degree of privacy that when I go out with people, actually one of the first things when actually I go out on a date with somebody, the first thing she says is this going to be on the show?
Hmm. Well, that's too bad. That's too bad, Charlie. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I don't have an answer to that. I'm sorry.
You looked genuinely crestfallen then, you know.
For all you know, I could have gotten some 3 weeks ago.
Not a chance. I can look at you right now.
Dancing?
I can look at you right now. You've not gotten any.
Okay.
You've not.
Okay.
Really, you've not.
Fine!
I think you probably haven't gotten laid. I'm going to say since Memorial Day. When was that? May?
Yeah. May.
June, July. No, before that. I'm going to say
no,
Easter. You haven't been laid since Easter.
Okay.
That's what I think. When's the last time, seriously, when's the last time you got laid?
Easter sounds just fine. Go okay. with Easter.
I don't know why he wants to be so catty. You know, normally
I don't want to be catty.
Normally men
I
are
just...
proud to talk about their sexual accomplishments.
Is this the best birthday you've ever had?
I'd like my money back.
You know, normally men enjoy in the company of other men discussing their sexual conquests.
But unfortunately, when I say things in this forum, it gets twisted around after I walk out the door, and days later it seems to get twisted in 20 different ways. Which is best just to shut the F up.
All right. But you haven't banged her yet?
No.
No, okay.
All right. No. And you think there might be a chance?
Oh, hell no. Who are we kidding?
Oh,
Now I feel bad.
No, if
Charlie Brown, that's who you are. You are Charlie Brown.
Womp, 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 womp. If everything were to work out the way I'd like it to, sure.
You'd never let us know, though, would you?
Oh, but yeah, I'd never let you know. At least not next week. Maybe a month down the road.
Oh, brother.
All right.
Well, you know, regardless of what a putt you are on the show, we have a wonderful birthday surprise for you.
Oh, do you?
In just a moment.
Oh, eerie dear.
But first, I know that there's probably some offhanded comment you'd like to make about one of your favorite restaurants before you tell us about movies, right?
Exactly. Doc Harry's House of Ribs, who brings me to you every week. We had some ribs earlier.
I had some. Mm.
Fantastic.
Great.
Weren't they?
They were pretty damn good.
Meat falling right off the bone, a great smoky flavor.
They really tasted like they'd been soaked in a bathtub. I'm sorry.
Doc Harry's, you know, it's on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give him a call. 703-815-RIBS.
You know, when Mike was eating the ribs.
Bathtub soaking goodness.
As Mike was eating the ribs, you know what this reminds me of? 12-year-old boy.
Oh, stop. He's 11.
Okay.
They were
that
good.
That was an interesting discussion, too, having with him about the bathtub. I enjoyed that.
Right. Well, okay. Why are you having the discussion with him?
Because he asked, why are they making comments about you giving me a bath?
Probably best to just move by
and,
that.
Well, no, then he, because at one point we had the dad discussion and the Uncle Charlie discussion, and then you see it kind of all tied.
Can't you just have him not listen? Which is what we recommend for all children.
Does not listen. This is when Lisa was making a man of him.
Oh, okay. Well, the least you should have had him not listen. We said that. We warned
him. I thought she was going to turn the monitor down the other day.
Well, he heard something.
He heard something. Well, why didn't you just lie to him?
I can't.
Why didn't you just say, they're having a bathtub race on the show.
I don't lie.
Joey, little Billy.
Don't lie to the boy.
Whatever his name is. So what did you tell him? How did you explain it to him?
About the bathtub?
Yeah.
I told him that they make jokes thinking that I give you an actual bath, and then I explained my three sons and Dave and that stuff, and he laughed, and he wants to see what my three sons is like.
Okay. Hey, you're riding that one yourself.
I don't think you really explained it to him, but
good luck.
Yes, whatever.
I did. God, Charlie, I hate you guys right now.
There's some real honesty.
Come on, finally.
I'm kidding.
What's new at the movies this weekend?
Just
Chuck?
The Nutty Professor.
Oh, the clubs.
Eddie Murphy, Nutty Professor 2, in which he plays 7 different characters. The family, for the most part, that we saw just twice in the original movie, they come back, and it's basically more about them and how they interact with each other. We found out how horny the grandmother is, and the flatulence problem still remains as a key point in the family. In the film, Professor Klump is about to get married to Janet Jackson, who is a DNA, her name is Denise, a DNA researcher.
Hey, this girl at your house, theoretically, if you're ever going to have sex with her,
yeah,
would you be on top or bottom?
Wherever she'd like me.
Wherever. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good answer. Good.
Oh,
very good answer. Standing up?
Sure.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Lifting her up? Oh, yeah.
Okay,
anyway.
Good. He's coming around a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. That was a good line of questioning.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
And lifting up and never mind.
Now you could kick it right into gross territory right there. I like it right where it stopped.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll just leave it then.
I wouldn't mind hearing a little more. Lift her up.
Yeah, just press from her butt and just press her up into like a wall or and up the wall and let her wrap around this way and then just go to town, so to speak. Nice reaction, Mike.
Thank you.
You're really getting a glimpse inside the mind of Charlie Stossel.
Yeah, the frustrated mind of Charlie Stossel. Is my Doc Harry's ribs almost come up into my throat?
When you get to that point, you make it so it never. I'm not. Why am I discussing
this
with you?
There is nothing better.
The glimpse is coming out.
There is nothing better to wipe away the image of the boy in the bathtub than to talk about how you would like to take this woman. Push her against the wall, grab her buttocks.
Well, we her and I have had this discussion, too, about what she feels my particular problem is, and a lot of people say the same thing.
And what does she say?
Way too picky.
You're too picky about women?
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
That's
what I've always thought it was.
God, I hate you guys. There's a specific type that I like and that I'd want.
You set us up.
When I find somebody who I like, they want nothing to do with me and vice versa.
It's what I always said about you. You're just too picky.
I'm just kidding.
No meal tonight.
Oh, come on.
Come on, we'll have a good time.
No, we're going to have a good time.
All right, what about the clumps? I'm sorry.
So they're getting ready to get married. She has developed a youth serum, which will bring you back 10, 15, 20 years in your life and bring you all this vitality back. Well, Buddy Love magically comes from Sherman's repressed side. He's been keeping him down. Buddy Love keeps on coming up with these bad times. One time, which is one of the funny scenes that you've seen in the trailer, he's getting ready. Buddy Love is getting ready to interrupt the bachelorette party of Janet Jackson.
Hey, do you have rubbers? Do you have a stock of rubbers at home?
When he runs into Grandma.
Come on, now, don't ignore my question. I'm curious. At your home.
Sure.
So you keep, how many rubbers you got at home?
A gross.
A gross one. Okay.
One gross rubber.
Just use and wash.
Sometimes in the wallet, sometimes at home.
All right, so just in case, on the off chance you get lucky, you've got some form of protection.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. It's always good.
Protection.
Good man.
All right.
Okay.
Are they Magnums?
That's the kind that Big Joe uses, right?
Big Joe will be at the show tonight.
No, it's actually the standard Trojan brand, if you have to know exactly.
Okay, I guess we didn't.
Anything else you want to know?
No, not at all.
You want to know where they are?
No.
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah.
They're in my bathroom in the cabinet underneath the sink.
Good. Put them in a prominent location. So
like right on the bed?
Well, no.
Right underneath the Dalmatian toothbrush.
So that she sees them when she's in there. Maybe make a little trail, you know, a trail of condoms.
Really?
Leading like from the front door into the bedroom.
That's a real good idea. There's romance.
And then she comes in and she sees the Pokemon draperies.
Go into the box, the vanity.
Power Ranger sheets.
Open the vanity in the box, right behind the Mr. Bubble.
And right as you're getting her all warmed up, she opens up the drawer and there's about 1,000 pictures of Billy or Bobby, whatever his name is. And she goes, what are these? What are these? Who is he?
Oh, God.
But it's a good movie.
This is a wonderful birthday.
Is The Clumps a good movie?
It's funny.
Yeah, wait, see what you do is you make her a nice bouquet of helium-filled rubbers.
It's very funny.
She comes open.
And again, the best parts are when Eddie Murphy is being the other people in the family.
Hey, look at these toys.
It's that dinner scene done up for an hour and 50 minutes. Very good. Three and a half.
Have a nipple.
Okay, the Clumps, how many porcelain dolls do you give it?
He said three and a half.
Three and a half. So
you were paying attention, Don.
Pretty damn funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was paying attention.
Oh, very funny.
Listen, Charlie, we don't know the plot of the movie, The Clumps.
Yes, Don.
Okay. I mean, come on. We've all seen the ads. We know that it's Eddie Murphy being all of those characters.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, is it funny or not?
It's very funny.
Excellent.
Everybody who goes should have a great time in this movie.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Have you seen What Lies Beneath?
Saw it last night.
You like it?
Liked it a lot.
Yeah. A lot of hits.
Predictable, but I liked it.
And
it didn't matter.
Harrison
it didn't matter.
Ford in that type of character.
Yeah, I liked
something
it.
Something different.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Good. And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh.
Man.
Any anal?
No.
In What Lies Beneath?
That's an excellent.
No. Harrison Ford wouldn't do that.
That was Charlie Stossel, not in the
movie.
Oh, all right. No, absolutely not.
Chuck Stossel, as always, thank you.
Place.
Chuck Stossel, the love muscle. We need you to get out of here for a moment.
All right.
So we may prepare your birthday surprise, because much as you think we loathe you, we are actually quite fond of you.
Indeed we are.
There he is. God damn. Talking to him is like going through a psychologist's manual, isn't it?
As he walks out into the hallway muttering under his breath,
bastards.
Effers.
Kill. I hate those effers.
Effers. Kill.
Effing bastards.
Big effers.
Kill. I hate them. I wish they were dead.
Big effers.
Why are they so cruel to me? Happy 36 to me.
We will make it up to Chuck Stossel.
Good.
With a beautiful birthday surprise. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention. Attention. Mills is dead. I repeat. Mills is dead, fuckhead. So does Powell. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank, they're going to be a little late.
Enjoy their show. Meet their son of beach. It's Don and Mike.
And we'll get Charlie Stossel's birthday show going here in just a second. The girls need a moment to set up some apparatus.
Ah, fantastic.
The Las Vegas style show tonight at Club Element in D.C. We'll see you there. We plan on hitting the stage at about 8:30 tonight.
Excellent.
We'll have, of course, Charlie Stossel. The very mixed up Charlie Stossel.
He's a mixed up boy.
On his birthday. Also tonight, the Nude Feud for $100 in cash.
That's always great. And once again, if you want to bring a group down, feel free to do it.
Yeah, because we need two teams of four to play the Nude Feud tonight. Mm-hmm. Also, the Underwear Fashion Show. That'll be the climax of the evening with a $250 $1,000 cash prize.
So to speak.
The return of Major Effing star Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
Also, Big Joe will be there with the Homo Joe Challenge.
Big Bad Joe.
And Cheryl the Big Dyke. All of that, a free show tonight at Club Element in D.C., right across the street from MCI Center. We will see you there. It is our way of saying thanks for listening. Thanks for making the show number one Arbitron Radio.
It should be a great party. We're looking forward to it.
Sure, we sure are. So everybody get down there and have plenty of hooch
before we arrive. And if you're not down there now, I mean, we hope you'll be able to get in. We were told that about an hour ago there were about 200 people outside the building.
Uh-huh. Lined up waiting to get in. But the doors are open now. So we'll see you. We should be there in a couple of hours. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, I've got a porn star's telephone number, and I know it's real because I went to high school with the guy.
A guy?
I don't think a guy.
I don't want a guy.
I don't think
he'll interview. I know he'll interview, though. You could ask him things about girls.
I don't
know.
Listen, this goes back to 2 hours ago when we were looking for celebrity phone numbers.
I know,
but
you were getting fake numbers. I know this is real.
Yeah, but a porn star.
I talk to a guy 3 times a year.
What's the porn star's name?
Chad Hagerman, and his porn name is Dr. Wood.
Dr. Wood, no,
no
thank you.
No, no need.
No thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Dr. Wood.
Yeah, I have celebrity phone numbers as well.
Do you really? we're kind of past that. Do you have anybody decent?
Well, the part two of that is these are old numbers, but they are real, and I have some decent people.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
Yeah, all woman, baby.
All right.
What's the biggest name on your list?
The biggest one? Chris Rock.
You have Chris Rock's phone number.
Wow.
How did you get Chris Rock's phone number?
I used to work for, this is an old list, but it's. I worked for a company about 10 years ago that had, we had a 10th anniversary celebration of Black.
Are you nervous, honey?
Huh?
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
This was 10 years ago?
It almost sounds like, yeah, Eddie Murphy's mom and the Clumps, you know. Hercules.
My voice is that deep?
You do have a very deep voice. You say these are 10-year-old numbers?
I'm going to try and talk higher then.
Mm-hmm. No, don't try to talk any high at all, baby. Oh, honey. You're fine just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the number? What's the big? Who's next besides Chris Rock?
The other ones aren't as big. Sherry Headley, Eric LaSalle.
Oh, Eric LaSalle from ER.
ER.
Mm. Yeah. Hold on a minute, honey. My hotline's ringing. Hold on a second. Mm. Hello?
Computer Bear.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Hi, Frida. How are you?
How you doing, baby?
Oh, hello.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hey, I love it. She's talking like this now, too.
Now, come on, Buzz. You got to try it, too.
Hey, hello. Say hi to Frida, Buzz.
Hi, Frida.
Frida?
I can't hear, Buzz.
All right, hold on. Right. Turn now, Buzz.
Hi, Frida.
Happy anniversary, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hey, Frida, why don't you say happy birthday to Charlie Starson?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. Happy birthday.
Hi, honey.
Hi, boo-boo-boo. Anyway, it was not important. I'm just finishing our cell phone conversation. So that was the news from Bart. And
oh, yes. Frida just talked to Bart also in Spain. I talked to him this morning. She talked to him this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. He's made his way out of the bag.
Yes, no, Black Peter, whatever his name is, never put him in a bag.
Very good, okay.
I thought that was a drinking reference.
He was
say somebody's in the bag?
When we talked to him this morning, he was planning on going to the bullfights tonight.
He did.
He went to the bullfights.
Yeah, he went to the bullfight, which is, you know, he's getting a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
You know, former vegetarian, former, you know, everything, I mean, wouldn't touch a sip of our champagne, but has had a glass of wine and has gone to bullfight. So he's broadening his horizon.
How did he find the bullfights over there? I know a lot of people get pretty...
I asked him about it. I said, oh, that must have been sad. He said, well, he heard that they're treated like kings up until that really bad day they have at the bullfight.
Doesn't that sound like something you'd say to a kid?
Yeah,
go to a bullfight.
Right.
Well, listen, these bulls are really treated great.
until they're put
into this ring and we kill them.
Yeah, slowly.
Right. And then we torture them. So, you know, I mean, I didn't try and lecture him this far away, but I just said, oh.
All right, we're good. I'm glad that, you know, then we both had the opportunity to speak with him today.
Yes.
So we both know. That, yeah, that's good. I like the double pronged approach.
Yeah, it's good.
And he wants to. He wanted to call the show bad today. I mean, I told him that maybe he should try tomorrow because it was already 11 o'clock there, and he should be, you know, getting on home. But I think, and you don't let on, Mike, but I think he's found something that you asked for.
Oh my God! If he went to a bullfight, he found me a matador's
head. No, he didn't.
No,
no. He already told me he couldn't. He couldn't. Or did he tell you that he did?
Well, he found something. Or maybe like one of the, what do you call those, the dancers with the castanets?
Oh, maracas.
No, they're not called, one of those kind of dancers that click, one of the kind of hats they wear.
Oh, so fantastic. Any hat will do.
See, because when we had talked to him this morning, he was upset because he said, don't tell Uncle Mike, but
he didn't really.
I couldn't find him a bullfighter's hat. I'm probably going to have to buy him a bottle of wine.
You tell him when we talk to him, I appreciate him thinking of me, and go have a good time.
You act surprised. He'll tell you. He's picked you up something.
I'm very excited.
Right.
That's great.
Good.
Maybe he'll call tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, maybe he'll call the show tomorrow.
Okay, now you be good tonight.
Of course.
Of course, honey.
Mm-hmm. Right. I worry less about Bart, who's all the way across the ocean, than I do about you just across the district line.
Don't worry about me, honey.
All right. Be good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you, too.
That's my sweet, sweet wife.
Yeah, that is some woman.
Sure is, man.
You are lucky.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fez.
Hold on a second there, Fez. What happened to that lady? Hey, lady.
Yes?
Hey, baby.
It's flamenco dancer that your wife was trying to think of.
Flamingo dancer,
right. Flamenco.
Flamenco.
Flamenco, huh?
I love that movie, The Flamenco Kid. That's a great movie.
I saw you all on King of Queens a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our episode was on Monday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you think?
I got excited. I loved it.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah.
Listen, really.
Who else do you have besides Chris Rock and the guy from ER?
Sherry Headley.
I don't know that.
That's the one that played Eddie Murphy's bride in Coming to America.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah. Turbo hottie.
All right, give us those numbers. Let me put you on hold, okay?
I have Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee.
Ozzie Davis, somebody better call a cemetery to get Ozzie Davis's phone number. All right, hold on a second. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sweet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Somebody sounds excited.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Can't wait to see you tonight at Club Element.
Right, are you there now?
Oh, no, I'm on my way. I'm getting my t-shirts ready and getting my wardrobe ready.
I'm putting on my top hat.
You're going to be peddling his t-shirts. Now, when you say getting your wardrobe ready,
yeah.
Is there any chance we're going to see you in that Superman suit tonight?
You're going to see me as usual, wearing shorts and tennis shoes.
Hey, that's okay. Exciting.
All right, Dennis, we'll see you there.
Okay, hey, guess what?
What?
Me and the lady are talking again.
Oh, that's good.
You and the lady from Arizona?
Yeah, thank God.
Why was she so pissed at you?
No, she was pissed. Because you asked that question, because you have a gut relationship. That's why she was pissed, but I sort of lied to her. I didn't know she was going to ask that question.
Right, okay. All right, well, great, Dennis. Glad to hear everything's going okay with you and the 57-year-old you're banging in Phoenix.
Yeah, I can show you my wound on my knees that I received.
Get ready to take a bow tonight, Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, hold on.
What?
Because Lisa needs to talk to you. Hold on.
Who?
Lisa.
Oh, okay.
You know, Lisa the nymph.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
How soon they forget.
Hold on. All right, there he is. Dennis Murphy. Let's clear these lines out. Do a call 100.
All right.
And then the girls are here for Chuck Stossel's birthday party.
Good. He's very excited. Nobody will appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Via the 100th caller now, I'll give you a shot at $500 with a secret sound. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Call it, honey.
Call right now. Be 100. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Okay.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The authors of the Prostate Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I got just ahead of call 100, and Chuck Stossel's birthday blowout, and then the Las Vegas-style show tonight at Club Element in D.C.
Yeah!
Let me just get in a quick plug for our guest tomorrow in studio, Body by Jake.
What, Jake?
Yeah.
Steinfeld!
I don't know if that necessarily deserved the big wow you gave it, Buzz. I know you try to help punch things up.
Yeah, I'm just cheering you on, you know.
Let's be honest, it's Body by Jake. Why do you have a camera around your neck?
Because I'm the official photographer now for TooExposed.com.
Oh, gotcha, because we're going to be putting these pictures up on the web.
Right. That's right, gang.
And on Friday's episode, it'll be the always surly Phil Sims.
Hey, Phil Sims from, is he still with NBC?
CBS, Mike.
He's CBS. He was with NBC early on.
CBS.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Phil Sims.
I can't keep track of those guys.
He's always kind of a prick, but we kind of like him. So he's coming back on the show Friday also.
Phil Sims and Jake Steinfeld.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We can book them.
I am caller 100.
And the yodeling queen yesterday.
It's really, we're on quite a roll.
And that bitch from Greenville today.
Absolutely.
Every day it's a great A guest on this show.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hello, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
My name is Gary from Rochester.
Gary Rochester, New York, call 100. And Gary, you have won a free order of nachos.
Nachos.
From Taco Bell. Plus, you have won the Nick at Night prize pack, a 3-hour block party every night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Nick at Night tonight. It's Hillbilly Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Don and Mike.
Please enjoy it. Thank you for listening to the show on good old WHTK in Rochester. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I certainly am, sir.
Okay. $500 online. Secret Sound number 6. If you correctly identify it, you win the money. Please don't answer until Mike sings like. And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There. It is a common everyday sound. We had a guy yesterday, and a guy the day before yesterday, dangerously close, dancing all around him.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes, sirs!
For $500, what is it?
Is it the eject button on a cassette tape player?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. Thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. For you. Thank you, my friend.
You're down to Mike.
Everybody's close. Mm-hmm. Also on Friday, we'll be doing the guest interview thing again when we have a... Charlie, do you know who the lame guest is? If the movie's being promoted as Grease, is it someone who was in Grease?
Olivia Newton-John Conaway.
Olivia Newton,
Jeff
John?
Conway.
No, Jeff Conway.
Jeff Conway, I forgot.
Oh, Jeff Conway, that was also in Taxi.
Right.
Didn't he do Mary Lou Henner?
Yeah,
yes,
he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. We will give somebody the chance to interview this stiff, Jeff Conaway, on Friday. Also qualify you for $16,000 that we're giving away from TNT. The home of TNT's Saturday Night New Classics, and this weekend it's Grease.
Fantastic.
And there's the plug, and we thank TNT. Now, let's bring in movie man and sexually frustrated guy, Charlie Stossel.
Charles Stossel, come on in for your birthday celebration.
Something that can take his mind off children's movies and soapy baths.
Mm-hmm. And what a surprise. I see all the familiar faces out there. Joe Artinger, Big Gum Jim.
Yeah.
All the boys that seem to gravitate when there are nudes about.
And, of course, these photos of Chuck Stossel receiving his birthday surprise will be on the web, most likely tomorrow, at our favorite website, www.2exposed.com.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Charlie? Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. How are
you? Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Now it's all fun for you.
Sure. Right. No more under the hot spotlight, those embarrassing questions about bath time and your sex life. It's time for you, Charlie.
This is you.
To receive.
To bask in the glow.
To receive.
To know that really...
Hi, Buzz.
We're very fond of you. And we want you to have a great birthday.
Well, thank you, Don.
So let's bring on the entertainment.
Here comes your birthday entertainment, Charlie Stossel.
Where are they?
They left.
Here they come.
No, here they come.
That's right.
Here come Jenna and Shiloh.
Regular birthday entertainers, Jenna and Shiloh.
Oh, yes.
And I like that, regular birthday entertainers.
Yes.
And they're both looking very, very very extra hot today.
Absolutely.
That's why we brought ice.
What? Oh, you brought ice.
Oh, ice.
Gotta like ice.
Fantastic.
You know, girls, we should tell you something. Can you girls lift those microphones up so we can talk to you?
Sure.
You know, when you came up to New York to see Peter Johnson, the engineer at NEW, when all the people...
It's just that name, Peter Johnson.
When the people,
I love that last name.
When the people at NEW saw your pictures on the web, they were really pissed that we didn't let them come in because they said you girls are so much hotter than the girls who go up to be on like the O&A show.
Really?
Excellent. Yes, congratulations, ladies.
Cool.
You girls are quite...
Thank you, WNEW.
And you smell real girlish today, too.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the other times.
No.
Jenna.
Smell more girlish today than normal.
Oh, well, thank
Great.
You.
And you have nice sparkle on.
Hey, Charlie, do you remember when I did your birthday party last year?
Yes, I do.
With Leah?
Look at Charlie
sitting
quietly in the corner.
Yeah, this is our one-year anniversary, so we're really excited with two of my clothes.
And you have something special for Charlie Stossel today?
Yes, we do.
Oh, so good.
Will you play the music?
Oh, yes. Hold on. I've got it right here on CD number three.
Wonderful.
Was this what you wanted? Oh, sorry.
Kind of a salsa flavor there.
Hold on. Number two. Hold on.
Up here. Now, we're going to... do this special thing for you. Come up here. Don't be shy.
Yeah, right by the microphones, Charlie.
And we'll
really
get our clothes off.
Mm. Now the girls are rubbing themselves.
Yep, they're giving Charlie kind of a stand-up massage.
I don't care what they say. I don't think you're a homo.
Oh, a compliment, Charlie.
Oh. Yeah. He has really nice, hard, strong arms.
Mm. Oh, Charlie.
Boy, they're going the extra mile for you.
Aren't
today,
they,
Charlie?
Though?
Oh. Even though Shiloh has had a couple of shots.
Oh, the belt, Don, the belt.
No, don't worry.
Is coming off.
They are undoing Charlie Stossel's belt.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh,
dear,
my.
Man. We have
comfort.
We have a top
I'm
off.
I'm wearing a bra.
Shiloh's taking her bra off.
We have a special birthday lineup for you.
Oh, dear. You know, there's a part of me now that's starting to drip. Hi, how are you?
And now Jenna has her top off also.
Francis.
Okay, but first let's work with the ice.
All right, so they're working with the ice now.
Take my panties off.
Take my panties off, she says. Charlie Stossel is eagerly taking off Jenna's panties.
All right.
For you.
Okay, what are they doing?
Piece of ice for me.
Okay. Two pieces of ice and...
Then it's so hot, I have to cool her down, you know?
Wow.
You know,
what are they going to do with the ice?
I think they're rubbing that top side.
Somebody move that microphone over by what's happening so that we can utilize our new resources here in the studio.
Thank you, Shiloh.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And Charlie, I tell you, you look swell in that pink brassiere. You really do.
Well, the rule is, for this birthday, you have to keep it on.
All right. For this birthday, you have to keep it on.
What the girls are allowing to be done is Jenna's laying down. Both Shiloh and Charlie Stossel are applying a piece of ice to her, a la the movie Showgirls.
Two of the nicest pieces of ice I've ever seen.
And
oh, my God, Shiloh.
It's really doing its job.
Yes, absolutely.
I am.
You would think that the temperature was 10 below zero in here.
And now
look at Charlie Stossel playing along. Oh,
Charlie
look at
seems
that.
To be enjoying his birthday today.
Look at that.
You look like a professional photographer.
I am. Meanwhile, you know, Buzz is camped out on the floor taking pictures of all of this.
Do we ever get bored of the Jenna and Shiloh show?
Never.
No. Never.
No. Never, never, never. Never. The girls of 2expos.com.
Wow.
Now, we're not done yet. We have to sing happy birthday.
Okay. It's a birthday
this time
greeting.
We're going to need some help.
Two beautiful naked girls.
So we're going to need number five on the CD. This
number
is
five?
A special song.
Number five.
Gotcha. Cue it up right here.
Big Gum Jim, you don't do a lot here, but I'll tell you right now, you're always here when the girls are here.
Sophia Carrera.
You what?
Sophia Carrera is here today, and she is so hot.
Oh, so there is a third girl for you, Charlie Stoss.
Right.
Wonderful.
A third girl.
A third treat.
We're going to bring out all sides of you, including the effeminate side.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're bringing in somebody else?
Yes, a third girl for a three-girl show.
Wow.
We're hooking up extra microphones.
Look at this. We're really getting prepared here.
All right, so Charlie.
Shiloh, keep watching.
Hi, Mr. Microphone. Hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
All right, well, at least
that
Charlie,
sounds like Mr. Microphone.
Charlie has his own microphone,
sorry,
at least.
Sorry, I didn't realize the hand was there. I was not.
Yes, he did.
Be sure.
Microphone.
And Charlie has Shiloh on his lap right now. She's 100% naked.
Absolutely.
Just rubbing around on his lap.
There she goes.
We're trying to keep him really warm with all that ice. Now put it down his pants, Shiloh.
And
nice.
They're posing for some nice pictures. That'll be on the web.
A family album.
That microphone is flipping me out.
I know that microphone sounds like a pure Tim.
He almost sounds like that guy the Dice Clay used to make fun of.
Yeah.
I want to go. Hello there.
Voice box guy.
Okay.
All right, now
we
know.
Yeah, we need to sing happy birthday. Where are you?
Okay.
All right, we're waiting for the
sing
third
happy
girl.
Birthday.
With oh, my big microphone.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Jesus Christ, Charlie.
All right. Hi.
Wow.
Hold on. We need you in the microphone, honey.
Okay.
All right, what is your name? New dancer, what is your name?
Sofia Carrero.
Sofia Carrero.
I don't think we've ever seen Sofia before.
No, we have never seen Sofia. She is a hot Latin babe.
Right. But we're going to sing happy birthday, right?
Okay. All right,
a few bars.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
Now whip him.
Now whip him.
All right, it's time for the spankings.
All right, get on your hands and knees. You know this.
All right, here we go.
And Charlie.
Yes.
That was 36, right?
Charlie's now bending over and he's going to be...
Fantastic.
He's going to be whipped.
One, two, three.
No, you gotta do it harder than that.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, ready?
Right.
Oh. Charlie, we want you to remember the birthday. Right, just one more. Don't worry. We're not going to get
really beating his ass.
The hell out of you.
Right.
Okay, there we go. Oh, okay. Okay, now see Sophia.
All right, Sophia.
Seven. There you go.
Sophia's joined the fun.
Okay.
The hot-blooded Latin is also giving Charlie his spankings.
Three beautiful women.
All right. Now, Sophia, get on his back and start riding him around the street.
All right, here we go.
Yes, sir. Sophia's going to ride Charlie.
Arf.
Charlie is barking like a dog.
Can you say anything in Spanish?
All right, let's get some pictures.
Patio, burrito, taco.
Burrito, taco. Okay, now we're going to do a toy show, okay?
All right, oh, a toy show.
A toy show.
Yes. Fantastic.
Charlie, we're going to do lots of stuff to you.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
This is incredible.
All right, some toys now being used.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Now get the head mask, okay? No more pictures.
Ooh. The head mask.
Okay, uh-oh, he's going to have to put the penis mask on.
They're getting the head mask.
We're training Sophia. Sophia is a beautiful drag queen. And
oh.
You didn't notice?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, frankly. I thought we were trying to...
Oh, damn,
hey, Charlie, did you know?
He had no idea. He had no idea. Look at him.
Oh,
you were just rolling down on the floor with a guy, Charlie.
No, I wasn't rolling.
And he had a bikini top on.
I was not rolling on the floor. Say hi to Sam, Charlie.
Christ.
Say hi to Fernando.
Well, this will go miles for my image.
Happy birthday. You didn't know, did you?
You didn't know. Tell me. You were
afraid. No, I didn't want to be insulting. That
right,
said,
right.
Are you a guy? That would not have been.
No, but you did. You did immediately get on all fours and allow...
They had a belt. They were hitting me.
Allow she to ride you.
Absolutely.
Charlie's being a really good sport.
Yes, he is. He's being a very good sport. Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
Now Shiloh is reaching into her bag of tricks.
Jesus Christ.
My God, it's a three-ring circus in here today.
On my knees.
I told you we'd have a special surprise for Charlie. That was a special surprise.
Absolutely.
It would be a guy in drag.
My God. Bueno. All right, Charlie is being asked to sit down now.
Hey, all right, now.
I've just noticed that the studio has changed a bit.
Yeah,
this is our new studio.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello.
Like
a little more working room back here.
Okay, yes, put your knees down, Charlie.
We have indeed changed the studio.
We have indeed. And I'd like to point out that Charlie Stossel is still wearing his pink brassiere. Now the toys are coming out now.
I had to do all kinds of interesting.
The funniest part is he can say whatever he wants. He had no idea that that was a guy.
No, he didn't. He didn't know.
He had no idea. And hey, Buzz, did we get plenty of pictures of Charlie with the other guy?
Yes, we did, and of the shock on his face.
And of the shock on his face.
All right, now I should point out Shiloh is putting some sort of gummy bear.
Gummy worm
in Charlie's shorts.
I don't do bears.
Oh, my.
You don't do bears.
So you mean they're putting like the fake weenie in Charlie's
yes,
pants?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Hey, yeah. And it matches his bikini top.
Did anything pinch there, Charlie?
No, I'm fine.
All right, very good. All right.
Well, at least it's not going in, you know.
Yeah, that's
yeah, right. Right.
Absolutely.
Hi, how are you?
Is that what you look like when you're soft? You're big, even when you're soft.
Oh, dear.
Jesus, girl.
It's getting naughty. Getting naughty.
She looks good when she does that.
What's happening, Mike? I can't see because it's all on the floor.
Shiloh is...
She's performing, Don.
She's moistening the gummy worm.
Oh, I heard it with her mouth?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Lube.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting a little lube there, okay?
A little longer, you might...
So Charlie is Charlie on his back?
And now... Oh,
hi, Don.
Now the ride has begun, so to speak.
It has.
So Charlie has, is it the mask that goes down by his chin?
No, don't have the mask.
He doesn't have the mask on at all.
Oh, I got it. It's coming out of his fly.
All he's got is the gummy worm now.
Before we do that, though, Sophia, I wanted you to come over to Charlie and whisper some Spanish.
Oh,
you know,
very
Latin love is here. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm going to be his taco now. Oh,
God. Oh, dear.
You've never been talked to this way, have you?
Not by a guy.
All right. God.
You're going to like it, baby, when you try it.
No.
Oh, man. Let me ask you something, pal. What's your real name? What's your man?
Walter.
That's so perfect. That's too damn perfect, isn't it?
Oh, Christ.
Walter, do you...
Was that nice?
Do you perform anywhere in the area, Walter, where people can come and see you?
Yes, we have Sunday's brunch at Perry's from 11 to 2:30 on Columbia Road.
And it's a big, like, drag show and everything?
It's a big drag show, yeah. I'm the star there, okay? So whenever you go there, you ask for Sophia. And don't forget, it's in Adams Morgan.
Meanwhile, the ride continues.
Ooh!
Absolutely.
Right. How you doing, Charlie?
And now the mask...
Oh, God!
The mask is on and Jenna is...
Papito.
Riding the other side.
Okay, so Charlie has the mask, the mask attached to his face.
Absolutely.
Right, and the girls are riding that right now?
Charlie,
what are you doing down there?
You can't talk.
Charlie, try to talk.
Or neither here to say to talk.
What, Charlie?
Can't speak. I'm dumb.
See my leg.
Oh, hello. You know, the view is really interesting from here.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, God damn.
All right, girls, listen, you
got to get out of here now.
There we go. My God, pandemonium.
We're running too late.
Jenna, Shiloh, thank you once again.
JewelExpos.com, don't forget.
Bravo. Jenna, Shiloh, and Walter, thank you.
Wow.
And yes, now, we will have pictures up on the girls' website,
mm-hmm.
And we want you to visit there.
Yep.
It's www.2xposed.com.
Oh, that by heart. That's amazing.
2xposed.com. There they are.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Okay. We might be doing something. I'm not sure the date yet. At the Shark Club in Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
All you Southerners, 95 southbound that don't really get a chance to see us. So check the website for the date and times of the show event we're going to be doing with all of our girls. Thank you, Don and Mike.
Oh, thank you, Jenna, Shiloh, and
thank you, Walter, Sophia.
Bye, guys. Charlie, what a good sport. You even put on women's clothing.
There you go.
Yes.
Good job, Charlie. Hey,
Charlie's awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah,
really thanks, girls.
Bye.
Great
bye,
job,
Jenna. Bye, Shiloh.
Bye.
God damn, they're hot.
Wow.
Even Walter was kind of hot.
Are those girls coming to the show tonight? Are they coming to the show tonight?
No, I asked them if they were going to come, and they're not coming tonight.
Oh.
They have another birthday to go celebrate.
Oh.
I look at you with your pants on.
I'm standing here in front of you with my pants
undone. Your pants undone and your belt undone.
So it's just us chickens, huh?
Yeah, just us. Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
very
welcome, Charlie.
Appreciate that. Now I'm going to go get dressed. And
okay.
All right.
Just leave. Thank you.
Bye,
happy
Charlie.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
I was burping up some of those Doc Harry's ribs.
Mm-hmm. Bad boy.
You been doing that, Buzz, too?
Just now, yeah.
Yeah, they stay with you, don't they?
I love Jenna. I love Shiloh. But I really love Walter.
Walter, man, Walter.
Walter!
Dressed to the nines. Big super deluxe wig.
And don't let Stossel fool you. Not a friggin' clue.
Right.
Because Walter came over. Walter was the drag queen.
Right.
Came over, pulled out the belt, had Charlie get down on all fours and started spanking his ass.
And then rode him. Rode him, and that's probably when Charlie thought he felt marbles
Stay
on his
tuned
back.
Oops. For news and comment.
All right, news
coming
and comment. Yeah,
on the Don and Mike Show.
I know, news is, it's time for the news right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Time for the news with Buzz on what has been one goddamn roller coaster of a show today.
It's been pandemonium.
Wild.
Jesus. And we still got a live show to do tonight.
Absolutely.
At Club Element. So, Buzz, we gotta get right to it.
Gotcha.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, how great was that?
It was pretty incredible.
That there was a guy. Yeah. It was a guy with Twig and Berry.
Sophia.
Walter.
Sophia Walter.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
The producer of Survivor gets a nasty threat.
Oh, all right. You love doing that, don't you? Yeah. You love teasing us. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I of Carmi, the CBS Hawk. It's Don and Mike.
All right, big show. Las Vegas style show tonight. Club Element in D.C. We'll see you about 8:30 tonight. It's going to be hot. Give us a couple of seconds. We'll be on stage by 8:45.
Excellent.
Have your groups ready for the Nude Feud.
Right on.
Undie Fashion Show.
Great.
Dennis Murphy. Big Joe DiCaprio. It's going to be a great show. It always is in downtown D.C.
Cheryl the Big Dyke. Plus, we'll be trying to get Wendell, our engineer, some manual relief.
Yeah, absolutely.
And trying to work out something for birthday boy Charlie Stossel.
Very good. He needs a treat, too, tonight.
All of that tonight, yeah. Things were going great for him until he found out about Walter.
Sophia turned into Walter, and the look of it was like that scene out of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. Until he found out he'd been mounted by Walter.
Absolutely.
Those pictures will be on the web at www.2exposed.com. We want to thank Jenna and Shiloh, and now let's go right to Buzz.
The producer of TV Survivor has gotten a restraining order against an animal rights activist who allegedly sent him threatening emails. Mark Burnett says he got the emails from Doran LaPerche about a month ago, shortly after the episode in which the contestants ate rats. A psychiatrist connected to the case says one of the emails suggested there were people who could track down Burnett and, quote, have the head twisted off someone he cared about.
Oh, you know, we're going to miss the show tonight because we're doing the Las Vegas-style show.
Got to find out who's next, who gets voted off the island.
Well, maybe we'll find out at the club. Either way, I'm pretty sure Fred is taping it for me.
Anybody check the CBS website for that?
Yeah.
Have you looked, Buzz? No reports. No, I haven't checked, but I'm sure someone would let us know if they'd let out another secret tonight.
Yeah, after they effed up last week, right? Probably this week.
Now they're not preparing those pages until it's time. They were preparing the pages ahead of time, and hackers got in and brought them up early.
Gotcha. Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Don't forget, tape our shows for me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
All right, bye-bye. Good. That's a good wife right there.
Yeah.
Not as good as yours, Buzz. Not as obedient, because she hasn't been married to me as long.
Well, perhaps someday.
But I'm sure that someday Frida will be just as obedient as Marcia is.
25 years today.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. How about that?
And we just heard that in a commercial.
Yes.
Let you work that into our commercial.
Why not exploit it, I figure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're all shills.
We are.
The restraining order tells this LaPerche not to follow or contact producer Mark Burnett and not to distribute information about how to contact him.
You see, Buzz was just doing a commercial that we played here on JFK for that car dealership where he tries to capitalize on that whole nice schmice thing.
That's folksy.
Well, and it's, you know, hi, I'm Buzz. I was talking to my wife, Marcia. Been married 25 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice.
Yes.
I'm nice. Mm-hmm. The dealership's nice.
Oh, very nice.
Everybody's nice.
They're the best. Well, not everybody, but the dealer is.
The dealer is, and they've been, this relationship goes on about a year with these people.
It is. They're wonderful. Yeah. No, they really are wonderful people. I actually have met them, know them. I've been there.
Oh,
this is all real.
Christ.
This is Buzz's car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Look for Buzz's picture on the side of the building.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Well, that's Buzz's whole thing. That's how Buzz gets his side deals for his endorsements, because he really, you know, goes the extra step to meet the people and really endorse the stuff he believes in.
Buzz gets the gigs because of the niceness, and he goes down there. I get them because I do the stupid voices. You get your gigs
on pure star power.
Mm-hmm. Listen, right.
There you go.
Who else wants me? I mean, why else?
Well, you're doing one, aren't you? I'm talking
the eye surgery. I'm doing it for the eye plane. Mm-hmm.
Pure star power.
That's it. That's
personality. The power of personality.
That's it. The star place and the cigar place.
Buzz is like, you know, come on down. You'll meet the guy. You'll spend the whole day with him there. Mm-hmm. They come to me and say, can you do that place thing? You know, and, but you, it's like, you do this.
Right. It's high.
There you go.
I had my eyes done. It's great.
Right.
I don't say the guy's nice.
No, well, it's not necessary. Not necessary for yours.
Frankly, it's a dick.
But he was good at what he did.
No, I kid because I love.
Of course.
I kid because I love.
That is too funny.
Dr. Witten's the best.
Yeah.
I just heard he's dickish with people who are...
that doesn't matter.
All right, he's good
at what he does.
People who deserve it.
Right.
He was very nice with me.
Anybody that, he treats like that, they ask for it.
Yeah, right. They deserve it.
I'm sure.
Sure.
Move their eyes around and stuff. A new book about the Survivor TV show reveals that Richard wasn't the only gay castaway. Sonia, the older woman who was the first to be voted off the island, is also gay, according to a book by the producer of the show.
Really?
The book also says Bibi, who was the second to go, actually wanted to go home on his second day on the island and talked about upgrading his trip home to first class. Bibi didn't need the $1 million prize because he's already a millionaire in the construction business. If he won, he said he would give the money to charity. The book also reveals that the castaways were given deep-fried larvae to eat to get them ready to eat the ones that were still squirming. Didn't see that on the show. And the book also says that minus religious Dirk and grumpy old Rudy, the Toggy tribe went skinny-dipping together every morning.
I don't know. They should have showed that on the show. Buzz, hold on. We've got to do this now because we're running incredibly late today. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Karen from South Florida.
Yes, hi, Karen.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're great.
I'm a former DJ now living in the Gainesville area. We have your station on AM up here.
Right.
I know I'm going back, but I'm going back to the young lady that called you from South Carolina. And I want to tell you that I think that you guys took the really cowardly way out.
Oh, what, with that article?
You wouldn't give her a break. You wouldn't even listen to her question.
Right.
Well, you know, all the guys that call up and say, you know, what a whore, bitch, slut she is and all that kind of stuff. You guys didn't even get... You know, there's so few women DJs in our business, and it's because of people like you. Somebody that's just breaking...
Listen, don't blame the fact that you can't advance in radio.
No, I'm blaming the fact that you...
Don't equate that.
You did not give this girl a chance in hell to say one word before you start running her down... You know,
we've been interviewed by plenty of journalists, be they women, be they men.
And if you think that that was a female thing, you are dead wrong. That is all about...
I'm saying you would have said to a man, hair between your legs.
No, that...
Yes, and if it was a man, I would have said, do you have nuts between your legs?
The balls between your legs.
You know, we've got a reporter here, Frank Ahrens. We've got a reporter here. No, you know, you know what you are? You're a stupid bitch who can't make it in radio and you're trying to blame it on somebody.
Oh,
you have not made it in radio? Please, how have you made it in radio?
Get on an FM station. You'll be laughed out of town.
Please, honey, tell me your resume. Tell me your major market resume. Come on.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up.
Well, there you go, then. She hung up.
One.
Good. Pick it up, Rob. I want to call her back. I know we're running late, but I want to find out this lady's resume. The
woman has no idea what she's talking about.
Right. Her whole thing was that it was some kind of anti-feminine deal.
I didn't think she was completely unreasonable.
Jesus.
This has been the show.
Yes, it
this
is.
This has been the show of shows today.
Well,
where's Sid Caesar?
You got it, Robbie?
Yeah, right there.
Very angry woman.
Gotta go through, gotta ask her.
Militant.
Right. I mean, she wanted to start comparing careers with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. We'll put our cards on the table. Tell me you've accomplished in radio.
Gotta ask her permission.
I will.
She got the balls to pick up the phone. She got the hair between her legs to pick up the phone.
No, she doesn't. I'm sure she has to prepare for her scary, big, popular radio show in South Florida.
Jesus. I tell you, I think we've made some friends today.
Well, it's too bad. If she calls back, Rob, tell her I'd like to send her one of our patented hearing aids.
She's not going to pick up her phone.
There we go.
Okay. It's a show all about love today.
Love. There's love here.
All about love.
My goodness.
Stupid bitch.
And as Jack Palance said in the movie City Slickers, they ain't over yet.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We'll be back with more news and more comment. I'm sure more crazy, crazy phone callers right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, let's get back to Buzz. Wait, show's running way OT today.
My God.
Bad day to run over. We got a Vegas-style show tonight. Let's get right to Buzz. We have still two more segments. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. The only surprise in this story is that it didn't happen sooner. A couple who appeared on the Jerry Springer show are accused of... They accused the man's ex-wife of stalking them. Now they are accused of killing that ex-wife shortly after the show aired. The Springer show has no comment about this except to say that it is cooperating with the police. All three of the key players were on the show. It was taped a couple of months ago, just aired Monday of this week. Police won't say how the 52-year-old woman was killed, but they say it was a homicide in the house the trio was fighting over.
Saw it. Now listen, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy with a bad haircut and a ponytail. And he's got his one wife who looks like Broomhilda,
mm-hmm.
the lady he's left.
Right. All right.
He's left her for a woman who might as well be a carbon copy of her.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They're
same
both,
woman.
Yeah, they're both like, they look like Dick Butkus, except they have on makeup.
Okay.
So they're sitting on the stage, and they're just yelling at each other. And the new woman is saying, "You can't have him, he's mine."
Mm-hmm.
And the old wife is saying, "You can't tell me what to do." And the guy's sitting in between the two of them, and the guy says...
Is he skinny?
No, he's not as
okay,
fat.
Average.
He's not as fat as the two women
right, but
who are vying for his attention.
Okay.
And apparently the problem is they're all still cohabitating in the same house together.
Oh, my God.
They're all living in the same house together.
That works.
And at one point, when it finally blows up, after there's all kinds of insults and they're having to beep out words and stuff, the ex-wife stands up and says... Well, if you don't want me around, that's it. I'm leaving. And then the new girlfriend stands up and goes like this, and the boyfriend stands up and goes like this, and the lady walks off stage. As far as the shows go, like with the Jenny Jones thing where it was the gay guy surprising the other guy, there was nothing like that. These are just three inbreds who are arguing on Jerry Springer's show. I don't know if the other two killed the first wife.
They're accused of it.
But, oh, are they really?
Yes, they are.
But have they found any evidence?
The police aren't talking about that yet. In fact, the last time I checked, the police were still looking for this couple.
Because the story that I read said that this poor woman, the wife was like beating the head with a chair or something.
So they didn't take care of themselves and each other.
No, they did not, Mike.
Like Springer says.
They did not. But don't blame Jerry.
No.
He's just putting on a show.
But last year, a jury in Michigan found the Jenny Jones show negligent in the murder of one of its guests.
See, but what I'm saying, that the difference there, where I can draw the difference, is on the Jenny Jones show, she didn't tell the straight guy that she was bringing out a homo to say that he had a thing for him.
Yeah, it was an ambush, and that resulted in a lot of the crap that happened.
There was no deception in the Springer.
There was no ambush on Jerry Springer. It was I like Jerry Springer. It was a typical episode. It was, white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Two fat chicks and a guy. And they both wanted to be with him.
And one of them got killed.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow, we may know the answer on the Napster controversy. A judge in San Francisco is supposed to make a ruling there this afternoon. O.J. Simpson says his late wife was partly responsible for her own death.
Oh, my God.
He told Fox News Channel today, "At times I'm angry with her because I felt she brought a lot of this onto herself." He says she spent the end of her life hanging around drug addicts, drug pushers, and hookers. OJ, who's promoting his new website, also says, "I'm definitely a victim. I was convicted by the media." Quoting again, "Barbara Walters burned me, Katie Couric burned me, Larry King burned me."
Hey, did you read Tom Shales today?
They're all guilty. No, I did not.
You should read Tom Shales, because you would think that he listened to the show yesterday to hear exactly how I described OJ.
Right.
He described him the exact same way, except typical Tom Shales.
Right. Big words.
Using big words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as I read it, I thought, It's exactly how I felt. He writes, to Katie Couric's credit, she asked him tough questions.
Hold on, let me get to this.
OJ in the morning.
Okay.
Let me see.
As he did to many of Couric's questions, Simpson smiled disingenuously and said for the past 5 years, despite the media on his guilt or innocence, has been one-sided. Couric asks questions as tough as anybody's, but she doesn't show off about it. Mm-hmm. He smiled again as to keep him at, he smiled again as if to keep himself from lashing out in anger.
As you said yesterday when you were watching it, he was trying to keep in control.
There was about him the aura of a man who had determined ahead of time that nothing, no matter what, was going to tick him off in public,
mm-hmm.
that he would maintain a calm demeanor throughout the questioning. Simpson did so well that in the friendly setting of a Today Show interview, he looked at times sympathetic. With only a trace of sarcasm, the barest trace, Katie Couric asked, how's the search for the killers going?
I would have watched that entire thing just to see that question.
Sure.
Good job.
Let me see. Would he take a polygraph test? Simpson said yes, but only for money that would go for his children. Normally, as always, Simpson showed not a trace of remorse or contrition. He cannot show remorse for something he insists he did not do. I just thought it was interesting that Tom Shales looked the same way as I did. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a guy who was doing a slow burn, who was trying very hard to smile and to remain calm when he was anything but.
You know, and it's still amazing that he's trashing his wife's name, his ex-wife's name. I mean, it really amazes me that he's doing that.
But
true.
But, I mean, the guy's disturbed. And when I saw him today on the Fox News Channel, they asked him today, do you think you'll see Nicole in heaven? And he said, I hope so.
Oh.
You know, what a son of a bitch.
Look out, Nicole. Someone warn her again.
What a son of a bitch. Buzz, hold on. Got to do it. We'll get more about OJ?
Yeah, I have a little...
Okay.
Just before his appearance on the Fox News Channel today, word for word out of the New York Post, despite losing his wife to a murderer still at large, O.J. Simpson maintains his sense of humor. While being mic'd before an appearance on Fox News Channel, O.J. could not stop laughing about the Concorde crash that took 113 lives. The former NFL star recalled how he once got into trouble as a broadcaster when he remarked, these quarterbacks are dropping like DC-10s. And he saw particular mirth, says the Post, in the death of four people in the hotel into which the plane crashed. Quoting O.J. again, you know your ticket is up when you're run over by an airplane in a restaurant. The sensitive O.J. Simpson.
Somebody should give him a radio show.
Shock jock, O.J.
Give him a morning radio show. Hold on, Doug. We got another break. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, just picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Gary, Eric, Mann, Bob, Bettina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All my helpers in the back room. If a line is on hold, leave it on hold. Toya, Lisa, my bitches, if the line's on hold,
well, now you hung up on it.
Oh, yeah, you hung up. You know, I had a guy from New York who wanted to talk about how he wanted a Las Vegas-style show up there,
right?
Even though we set the ultimatum, because right now in New York, they're hearing the first part of the show where we said we wouldn't do a Las Vegas-style show for New York until we had a two-share in the ratings.
That rule still stands.
I had answered the telephone. I had the guy on hold. He was sitting there. Right as we were going on the air, I said to the boys, I said, oh, there they go again.
Right.
Got to pick up the line.
Mm-hmm.
Put a line on hold.
The glue as... They called the glue an FDA-approved medical-grade interfusion system.
Hi, this is Sir.
It was glue.
It's coming off.
For years, we've been told the toilet was invented in England by a guy named
Thomas Crapper.
Exactly. Well, that claim has now been flushed by the Chinese. Archaeologists have found a 2,000-year-old toilet
invented by Wang Pu.
Complete with running water, a stone seat, and a cozy armrest, according to Reuters.
Snatch this stool from the center of my hand, grasshopper. Snatch this feces from the center of my hand.
Oddly enough, the latrine was found in the tomb of a king who believed he would need the John in the afterlife. They say it's very much like the toilets we use today. The Chinese also claim to have invented toilet paper, along with pasta, fireworks, gunpowder, the compass, paper money, kites, the printing press, and the clock.
As I sit on the commode, light this firecracker, I enjoy my plate of spaghetti.
Latin sensation Ricky Martin says Madonna once made him cry, but
He says he likes that in a woman. Quoting Ricky, she shouted and made me cry, but we got the work done, and I admired and enjoyed that. Ricky says that's what he's looking for.
Let me see if I got my guy back. Hold on. Hello?
From the bottom of my heart, I have to just say thank you to both of you and Buzz as well. An excellent show every single night.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This is not the guy, though, I was looking for, but thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a wonderful call. Thank you.
I really love you both.
Thank you.
I'm part of the 1.1, and we're going to get it up there. We're going to get a Las Vegas style show here.
It's the guy.
It is my guy.
You get one when you get a two share, you get a Las Vegas style show.
Oh, please, God, be it soon. Be it soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I love you.
Love you. Thank you.
I love Buzz.
I love you too, sir.
Who doesn't love Buzz?
Was that Martin
Short? I don't want anyone to see me loving Buzz.
Mayor Ed Koch.
There he is. Buzz, one more story, please.
Okay, well, let's make it this one then. The lesson here is don't even joke about a sexual harassment lawsuit. A probation officer in Harrisburg, PA, says two local cops came into his office 2 years ago and said they were arresting him for criminal sexual harassment. He says they interrogated him for 25 minutes before someone shouted, "April Fools!" The probation officer says he collapsed as onlookers stood around laughing. He says because of that, he still suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome. He got a $50,000 worker comp settlement in January, and yesterday, another $95,000 from the city.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Toe Tappers, right there. Time for Call 100 right now. A prize package selected especially for you. Call the ladies.
Yeah.
Standing by at 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike.
They're at it again.
Take it easy,
honey. After all, we never see them.
Well,
it's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
They both prefer masturbating in the morning. John and Mike.
Listen, I know we're running very late. Just a minute, though. You gotta tell Broidal something. I know he's on his way. Down to the Vegas show right now.
Right.
Something going on?
It's just a little something I gotta tell him.
Was he not gonna pick up his phone?
Come on.
Ah, crap.
Who are you gonna tell him?
We found out where he hid solitaire in the computer. And I went back there. The two of them were just cackling. Hello?
Hello?
That's just his voicemail.
I can't take your call right now.
Oh, I hate the way he does that.
Can we only play during the commercial break?
Or just wait for
We weren't really playing.
To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
This will kill him. This will kill Broyhill.
Phone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, dude. It's me. We're leaving. I just want to tell you, they found solitaire on the computer. They're talking about what a dope you are that you couldn't hide a file on the computer.
Way to go, Inspector Clouseau.
I went back and they were both cackling like a couple of hens.
They were laughing at you,
just
sir.
Sitting back with your feet up playing solitaire on the computer.
And since you're not here, I'll give you your answer.
I don't care. See you in a little while. Bye. Bye-bye. See, I'm not really into getting them in trouble.
Right.
I'm more in to
seeing his reaction. And I'll have the eyebrows raised.
Right.
That's okay.
Right. When it's killing him. Because he thought he had the upper hand.
Right.
That he had taken the games off the computer. He thought he'd taken off Minesweeper. He thought he'd taken off Solitaire. And they found them all.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. You took a video game off the computer. He has. This is a sweatshop.
Yeah. Right. Buzz, we got to go.
I know. In sports, a Red Sox bat boy's resigned after illegal steroids were found in a car he'd borrowed from infielder Manny Alexander. Alexander was in Chicago when police found the steroids in a syringe in the glove box. Police checked the car when they found it parked badly and illegally.
One of the charms of going to Fenway Park in the summertime is that all the Red Sox bat boys look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They're huge.
Manny Alexander has no comment. The investigation continues. That's how they grow them so big.
And are all green like the Incredible Hulk.
Finally, a funeral home in Florida is being sued after a woman's body fell out of her casket during the funeral. The lawsuit...
That's a shame.
Yes, it is. The lawsuit says the woman's body tumbled onto the ground late last summer damaging her face and head.
Oh, my God.
In the suit, her sons say that instead of properly correcting the situation, the funeral home simply put the damaged corpse back into the coffin and buried it.
Stuff her back in there, boys.
The brothers then hired another funeral home to dig up the casket so the mother's head and face could be fixed up before she was placed in a new casket. Oh. You know, you want to look your best when you're decomposing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Brian.
No! Yeah, that's no! We absolutely have to go. We will see everybody tonight at Club Element in D.C. And a full report on that on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
My name is Skip.
Hi, Skip. Where are you from?
Warrington.
Warrington, Virginia?
Warrington, Virginia.
Skip, you've won a family four-pack of tickets to see the Washington Redskins scrimmage the Baltimore Ravens.
Wonderful.
Friday night at FedEx Field following the game.
Redskins.
A concert with Martina McBride, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Montel Jordan.
Woo!
Tickets are only $20, available through Ticketmaster. Enjoy the Redskins and the Ravens this weekend.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, we will have an S-load of those to give away on tomorrow's episode as well.
We will indeed.
That's it. Gotta go. See you tonight for the Vegas Style Show. I'm back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie. Ah, throw that German hat in the air, Rob, just like Sydney, Tyler. More.
You
new record. Here we go. Oh. So close,
baby.
Meow. See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
And see you tonight.
When we meet again, it's time to get your singer saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.